want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Speak up, please. Good morning.
Sorry, I laid the phone down.
That's all right.
Oh, that was a long vacation. It was like being on hold for 9 days.
That happens.
Yeah. You know, looking at the, you know, a lot of this, if you use as an example, if you watch the MTV Music Awards,
right?
People that came up on stage, you could see the way they paired people off. And I'd like to do something different. And after I mention the Don and Mike Show, I'd like to pretend that I'm on the Music Awards and say,
get another caller. See, that's why we need a 7-second delay. That's a darn shame. And see, the thing of it is, I actually like the Don and Mike Show. So, for those of us who don't know, anyway, I really like those guys.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Listen up, you BM eaters. From Washington, D.C. on WJFK. From Baltimore on Live 105. And from Ocean City on 96 Rock. You can call Don and Mike toll free at 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing. This is ghetto-licious.
Joe is regretful.
Allen Line 1 is not available right now. If you haven't received your prize, hand over and kiss your ass goodbye. F off from Infinity Radio.
I want to share with you something that happened here today. I did what is called a satellite radio tour. And it's kind of fun. You go in the radio studio and put on the earphones. And they patch you in via satellite, in this case, to 10 different radio stations in Boston and Chicago and Washington and St. Louis, all around the country. And I got the two guys in Washington, D.C. on WJFK AM. They're on the air there from 3 until 6, and they're also syndicated to about 40 other radio stations. So it was a good shot for us, you know, to promote this show. And their names are Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. So before we started, they were testing the satellite to make sure that they could hear me back in Washington and I could hear them in Southern California. And here's what I hear in the earphones. Channel 44, no good. Channel 42, no good. Channel 46, no. Screw the satellite, we'll do the phone. And and then you hear one guy say, you know, here with our technology, we're on the verge of the door to the 21st century, and the door is locked. Very funny guys. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, they've got a campaign going on in D.C. on their radio show, which is called Turn Off Your Television Sets. And judging by some of the ratings there, this campaign is having enormous success.
Hey, let's get one of those home satellite dishes. Then we can stop suckling on the 6 Network teat.
Get back, hunky cat. Those systems are too expensive.
Bart, we can't pinch pennies on the machine that's going to be raising our children.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded. The taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate.
I love
urinated on the stage and invited people to come up and, how to put it delicately, I guess there's no way.
Damn, that's an angry bitch.
Down a college logical examination.
I tell you, I just cannot believe the things that come out of this lady's mouth.
Hey, careful with that. That's the most powerful trench got on the market. Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it could puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yeah. That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa!
Yes!
sad?
You should pull that out. Wait. Pull it out. The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
I feel tired.
Hi. Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here they come.
Yeah.
Maybe you saw them. The people who listened to us in Philadelphia last night, or listened to us last night. Well, it was an ugly crowd around halftime.
Nice performance, Eagles.
The Boo Birds were out.
It's been a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Hey,
Robbie.
And some of you didn't know about those nice young chappies?
Yeah.
Seven of them are on La Vista.
It's true.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hey Pal. Just a couple of days. And all the ships at sea, broadcasting live from the high road, it's Don Geronimo and Mike Loeb, O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Hi, thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
On 106.7 WJFK Washington. 105.7 Live 105 Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
95.9, 96 Rock Ocean City. Don and Mike show, a new episode on this Tuesday, September 9th.
Right.
And from Washington or Baltimore or Ocean City, you can call 877-365-3636. That's the story, and we're going with it. Now, here's our drummer.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Here we go.
Hi. Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up! Did you wash the ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
I was called you Ringo today.
Yeah.
I've been calling you Anton.
Right.
Ringo! Most people don't get the Anton thing. But now, well, no, you know, that would be a good question to call 25 people out of the telephone book and ask them,
yeah,
which drummer have you heard of? Anton Figg or Ringo Starr?
That's interesting.
With just a cross-section of people.
Ringo would probably still win, I think.
I think Ringo would win.
Yeah.
You know, that's a project for some of you.
All right.
Wouldn't Ringo be the most famous drummer in the world?
I think so. But,
probably.
But, you know, there's a lot of people out there who don't dig where we're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a reference to how long we've been on the planet?
Yes. Correct. Even though you and I... well past the halfway mark of the average American man's life, even though we're, you know, and technically we are.
Oh, most definitely.
Because it's 70s, our cutoff, right?
Yeah, about that.
Well,
yeah,
75 now, I think.
Yeah.
But on average, guys, especially guys with evil in their souls, only live to be maybe 70.
I don't know. So I think evil guys live longer. They're tougher.
Well, don't women...
Jesus, I got to start living.
Don't women live longer, generally, as a rule?
Yes, they do.
So
well, there's the proof.
So
evil lives longer.
So here's where I'm coming from. We're already on the downswing. We've already been to the top of the hill. Now we're on our way down.
I feel so young today.
Yeah, me
and because,
too.
And because, of that, I would imagine that many of today's young consumers have no frigging idea who Ringo Starr is. Not that they would know Anton Figg from the David Letterman show either.
I do hang around more younger people than anybody on this show, and I think I include Rob with that because you guys are all married, and now I'm out there, you know, hanging out in joints. And I was
telling you, matter of fact, hold on, here we go right here, proof.
What are you doing underneath those blankets?
This young lady, for example.
Yeah. I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
She wouldn't know who Ringo was.
You know, I disagree.
You don't think that Jenna Bush would know?
I think youngsters, like anybody over the age of 21, would know who Ringo is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do that project on your own time.
Yeah, call us.
We have other stuff to talk about. Let's start today with a hate call, shall we?
Okay.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike, WJFK. Why not start with a hate call?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Why don't you guys quit sniveling about this whole contract thing?
Now we have just.
Have we?
Now I take issue with that. We have just started today's show.
Cheerfully.
And I had to listen to you for. Well, I didn't have to.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah. There you go. You didn't have to, and I didn't have to hang up on you, but I did. and really, I was going to address that in the beginning part of the show today.
Right.
And just see if you can get where I'm coming from on this. Driving home last night, I got home, and as always, my wife, you know, greets me from another room.
Hello, honey!
You know, it's one,
honey!
It's one of those deals. She's somewhere else. But anyway, so when we finally crossed paths, I said to her, you know, I believe that Dr. Phil or a smart guy like that would call it an epiphany. A moment last night when I'm driving home and I'm...
Well, share it, please.
I'm thinking about the day and I'm thinking, we do have great jobs and we get to goof around with our friends and they pay us a lot of money. But the best part, really, when you get down to it, besides the fact that we have so much fun, is that what a perk this is. For an hour yesterday, we had our boss on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And told him exactly what we thought of him. I mean, without profanity, mm-hmm. but told him he is an idiot. He is a moron. He is not true to his word. This company is not true to its word. And he stayed on the phone for an hour mm-hmm. and took it.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody out there. If that's not the greatest perk that's ever been invented... I mean, I know we've done it with other guys and we've kind of taken it for granted,
yeah.
but it's been a while.
Been a while since we've done that.
Mm-hmm. Since we've had a fight and normally...
Well, I also don't think we personalized it entirely when we had Alan, but we certainly, like, covered every bitch that we had, and he hung in there.
He took it.
A lot of people would love to be able to do that.
And Buzz, that's my point, mm-hmm. and I can't imagine what it would be like for any of you guys out there if you could get your boss, hell, not one-on-one, because you couldn't say those things to his face because he'd offer back resistance, but be able to get him on a telephone with you know, hundreds of tens of millions of thousands of you know, 25 people, however many listen to him, and you're telling him, you're an idiot. Basically, you're saying to this guy, you're a jerk face. You guys are all jerk faces. You're all dummies. And to prove it, he stays on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
At any time, he could have just hung up and taken all of the wind out of our sails, but he stayed on the phone, which magnifies the fact what a dumb jerk face he is. And the fact that today I could come on and tell you that I realize what a perk it is to be able to say, mm-hmm. without fear of retribution, Alan Line 1 is a total jerk face dummy. Wow, is that liberating.
I disagree with you to a certain extent. I believe that retribution comes in many forms. I think direct retribution does not happen to us. It never has. Mm-hmm. But I believe we've been the victims of retribution throughout our stay at this place. I think it comes in the forms of sneaky little, like, opportunities when they present themselves. And I do, but... Because, not that I don't mind you...
Still, what a great perk, though.
Gloating, yeah. Like you're gloating, but I will tell you that I find it extremely dangerous
and
to...
And it's not gloating.
It sounds like gloating
to me. Understand me. I'm thanking everybody. I'm saying...
It's a blessing.
What a great perk.
Yeah.
I mean that, you know?
But I've always been... You've always been the one that goes hang gliding, and I'm always the one that, you know... Adjust the safety belt before you jump off the cliff. I say, have a nice flight. I'm here to tell you that you know, it's been my experience that we've done this throughout our careers.
Yes.
And the last couple of guys we did it with, they didn't confront us directly.
No.
But they goddamn well tried to torpedo us in every way they could.
I know.
When they had their sneaky chances.
Right. But Mike... Again, please. And
I know you've had an epiphany.
You bring it up, but I'm going to have to tell you.
Yes.
This guy we're playing with now.
Yeah.
He's not Boardwalk and he's not Park Place. He's not Illinois Avenue. As you go around your Boardwalk there, he's all the way. If you roll a two and you get one of those houses on the very light blue that you can buy for $50.
Right.
That's who we're dealing
with. He's Connecticut or Vermont?
Yes. Thanks for remembering. He is.
Really?
Come on.
He's Baltic?
He's not even railroad.
He's not Tennessee or New York.
Not a utility.
He's not a utility, Buzz. No. Absolutely.
Can you name all the colors in Monopoly? I bet you. I know. Look, I know you can. I know you can.
St. Charles, is that one?
St. Charles Place. Vermont is light blue, so is Connecticut.
We start with Mediterranean and Baltic at purple.
It's then purple. Then there's Tennessee.
No, the light blues are Oriental.
Vermont, I bet you never buy that one.
Vermont and Connecticut.
Even if you're winning the game, I bet you never buy Oriental.
Oh, I always do.
Then what are the other colors?
Then is, as you round the corner...
It's fun not having a board in front of you.
Green, yellow,
what's
red,
orange.
Illinois Avenue's in the red, I think.
Yeah.
No, I think Illinois is... Illinois is red.
Well, listen, here's... everybody grabbed on... Everybody gets this. What I'm saying is, right. The guy we're playing Monopoly with this time, the only property he owns is one of the first two spots. So, you know... Just take that for what it is, and I think really, as Buzz said, what I'm trying to get across here is that it's a blessing. I realize what a perk it is to be able to say, he's a jerk face. He's just a jerk face.
We're lucky that way.
It's liberating. Yeah. It really is. I wish upon each of you at some point in your lives.
I think maybe I'm in a slightly more precarious position than you are. So I don't liberally share your excitement for that, because I don't trust these people, no matter what their position on the Monopoly board.
They've shot everything at us, and we're still here.
Yeah, different administrations have, yeah.
Yes, but we're
still here.
We're still here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're still here, and I'm telling you, when you go through life, and there'll be some of you that will get different perks. I know sales guys get like a trip to Cancun or something if they hit a certain level in their sales, and other guys get...
Hey, I'm just playing to type. Playing to type like I've played at the type for 18 years. There. I'm C, you're R. That's the way it's always been.
Well, you don't have to cover the ass here.
Well, you know, I'm not. I don't think I'm covering ass. I'm just I'm sitting back here just saying, you know, while you mention your epiphany that you had, it's just a part of me that... You know, in our own way...
Like it never occurred, though, to this guy at some point when he hung up the phone that he just made a tremendous mistake by staying on the phone for an hour? that he could have ended yesterday's little play by just hanging up 5 minutes into it?
I don't know the answer to that.
How would you respond to...
I'm not in his moosed head.
At one... more than one point, but I'm not even talking to him. I'm just kind of lecturing.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting that eventually I'm going to just hear a, you know, this. Yeah. I go, hello? Hello? And it's like, yeah, I'm here.
Never happened.
He's there.
You know, it's a comment also on his busy day that there were sometimes 5 and 6 minute stretches when he was just listening.
Anyway, thank you, everybody. I just wanted to start today by saying thanks. I'm not gloating because we certainly didn't win anything.
No.
We're still working for these same horrible idiots. And we've got no news about anything. I'm just saying,
of course,
I appreciate the fact that I'm given the opportunity to ridicule my inept boss.
Mm-hmm. It's good that you appreciate it.
It's fantastic.
That you know you have it and you like it.
And the best part is, I mean it.
Yeah.
But if they ever did call me in, I'm like OJ. I've got the alibi, and I got a better alibi than OJ. I say, hey,
nobody told you to shut up.
I was doing it for entertainment.
Doing a show.
It was entertaining. Hey.
There's a segment of our audience that truly gets into that.
Hey, thing. Alan, I'm kidding. Come on. Right. You're playing your role on the show.
The show.
Well done. You didn't hang up for an hour. Well done.
We both used that for years, and I don't think they ever have caught on to that one. The fact that whenever we're talking, we really mean it.
Yeah, of course.
Deep down, that comes from a secret place.
Yeah. Anyway,
deep down inside.
That's all I wanted to say, and this will be resolved one way or the other, and we're not going to collectively waste everybody's time. But yesterday, and you know, I do think about this show sometimes. Hell, I'd listen to some guy yelling at his boss, even if I didn't agree with the guy.
Sure,
you got
everybody wants to.
You got to like that.
Yeah.
And boy, it felt good. Man, it felt good. I was in a good mood last night. I got home and said, I'm just sitting there with my wife saying, God. And somehow it was so much more refreshing than saying it to Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ken would occasionally fire back. And maybe someday Alan will fire back.
You never know.
No, it's not his strategy. You know.
Well, he's also brand new, really, when you think about the fact that he's just gotten this position.
Right, he's not no longer the acting GM, now he is the GM.
I prefer the fire back. I am much more, because Ken didn't fire back nearly enough. I like the fire back. I like knowing what you got.
Hey, do we have a one of those Ken tapes with him saying I'm not? Was it really?
You know, what did he fire back twice? Maybe. I mean, behind the scenes, he fired back a lot more, but
on the air,
yeah,
he only lost it a couple of times.
Most of the shots were behind the scenes.
Yeah,
yeah, and those we can handle.
Mm-hmm.
We can handle. It's some great management tapes from the past.
Okay. Great arguments with general managers.
Here's one of Ken's responses to us one time.
You know, I really didn't.
And then here is, we're accusing him of saying, you know, we're saying, I guess in essence what we're saying, you know,
you lied to us.
You're a jerk face. You're a liar.
I'm not!
And then here is, I believe, our response to him screaming, I'm not.
Exactly. No, I said no. So what?
So why are you doing it then?
I'm not! I told you I
wasn't. Hear the joy?
Yeah.
Where, hey, Robbie, can you find the one where he says about our stupid little listeners?
Oh, I think we have that.
Sure we do. We don't have such a file in Alan. Anyway, I'll summarize here because there's other things to move on at 3:20 on JFK and Live 105 and 95.9. Anyway, thank you. I know it's something that, like, you see Jive broadcasters say, you know, thank you for inviting us into your home. But really, thanks for listening. And thanks for this great perk.
Right.
So... Ken, let me get a different caller.
Little listener.
Let me go to line number one. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead and insult our listeners now, Ken.
That's okay.
He wasn't really mad then, though, so it doesn't count. Right. The I'm not was really came from somewhere far deep inside of
him. Wow.
That was like a long distance one. That's one where he was like in Philadelphia or Baltimore, and we were here. And
I'm not!
And it was just...
why are you doing this? We don't even know what you were saying he was doing.
Whatever. Ken, you're an idiot.
I'm not!
And hey, whatever we were telling him he was doing, he was doing.
Yeah.
And he kept doing it.
Yep.
Just waiting for it to re-cue now for you.
He kept doing it again and again and again.
I'm not!
All the time.
He did. Okay, so that's that. Thank you very much for that. Today, because I'm in such a spectacular mood, and it's carried over to today... I'm on the way in. It's a nice day. You know, the weather's wrong again because it's sunny all day.
That's all right.
It's like, why is it just all right?
What, the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me get to something and then...
What?
Do you have something about being relevant?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not at all. No. It's just...
just what?
It's a tough time. You know, your phone call today combined with, you know, it's silly for me to get upset about sports. It's sports.
Hold on, we're going to have a whole break.
I understand we're going to have a whole break. I'm just telling you, you know, I'm glad you're, you know, bouncing off the walls.
But maybe you'll be able to get some joy out of this one.
Okay.
Because I know, listen, I know deep down you feel the same as I do about Alan.
Yes.
It's just like you said, you're doing what you do on the show.
Right.
So that if we ever do get called in... You know, I'll say, hey, I was just kidding, it was a show, and then Michael say, you see, I said it was just, you know, I said, just calm down, it's just a show.
Mm-hmm.
That's the act that we do for them.
But make no mistake, behind closed doors, we hate equally.
Oh, yes. That's a 50-50.
And you know what? Yeah. Not necessarily always equally.
Yeah, sometimes you hate me.
Sometimes I laugh you.
And that's what I like about you. So I'm in a generally good mood, driving to work today. Uh-huh. Listening to this Fountains of Wayne CD, which I like. I wish more of you would get it, because they're not a popular band, but I dig their crazy sound.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the windows open. It's not raining. I'm coming through a residential area, and it's four lane road, two going one, two going the other. And I pull up, and I got it on kind of loud. Mm-hmm. And I pull up to the light, and I turn it down a little bit so as to be courteous. And I notice the guy in the car next to me, regular mid-sized car, has these big, gigantic magnetic signs on the door of his car and on the fourth door, you know, the
hatchback.
Yeah, you know, big signs, Herbalife, and then on the side he has these big magnetic signs over both doors that say, "I lost 40 pounds in 2 months.
Ask me how."
Ask me how. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there at the light, and he's right next to me, and he's got his window down, my window down, and I go, "Hey," and he turns over and I go, "You lose 40 pounds in just under 2 months?" And he says, "Yes, I did." I said, "How'd you do it?"
Did you really?
Yeah, I swear to God. And then the guy said, "Well, it's all with the Herbalife." And then at that point I said, Sorry, I'm not really interested. I swear to Christ. Sorry, I'm not interested.
Roll my window back up.
And if that guy's listening, I didn't mean it.
Yeah, you were just having a little fun because
you were
around.
In your good mood. It was just so much fun. The guy's got these big Everett Evan. Ask me how.
Ask me
hey.
How.
Yeah. And I bet people...
Did he appear to be thin?
Not really.
Should have seen him before.
No, yeah, maybe really. He was. Yeah, maybe he was a lot fatter.
Yeah,
not really. Hey, you lost 40 pounds in just over 2 months. Yeah, how'd you do it?
Well, let me tell you, I'd really like to say that.
Sorry, I'm not interested. It's a small thing. Made me happy.
Sure, that's all it takes.
And not even the DMV could take it out of me today. I got to get my driver's license sometime before the end of the month.
Right.
So I figure, well. I mean, I got to renew it, and it's not the one you can just renew over the internet. It's like the 10-year thing, so you got to go take the test. So I get to the DMV today, and I think, well, I'll arrive at a reasonable hour, about 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And I'm going to give myself 2 hours. The first bad sign was when at 10:15, I was still in a line that went outside. That's how crowded the DMV was. When I finally, after 45 minutes, got inside, still in the line, to get the placard that you have that you fill your information out, and then you go back.
Don't you basically stand in line at an information kiosk?
That's it.
Right, yeah.
As I noticed the incredible alien population, and I'm not talking about guys from Mars, I'm talking about... combination with aliens, combination preschool, combination daycare, combination guys who I just get off on going to the DMV, spreading out over 4 or 5 seats, reading the newspaper, and just having the time of their lives.
Wouldn't it be great if all lines in America, it was against the law to stand in line with anybody that did not belong in the line? You know, so that everybody, even if it's a beer line at a ball game,
I'm with you.
You don't sit there and socialize, you just stand in a line,
right.
And the person that's getting the stuff, getting the information, you know, they don't bring 18, because it screws up a line when that happens.
So I am there for 45 minutes.
Just getting up to the information.
And I never got up to the kiosk. It was 45 minutes, and I said, I've only given myself 2 hours for this entire task.
Mm.
And meanwhile, I'm looking at, you know, donkeys, for goodness sakes, in the parking lot, and women giving birth in the waiting line.
Clothing being washed.
Yeah.
On rocks.
On rocks. I mean, it was just, it's like, and you know, they're setting up the carnival, and the bearded lady.
It's truly amazing.
Yeah. It was just too much, and I look at my watch, I think, you know what?
Was anybody grilling?
Yeah, modern men call it grilling, Mike. It was just a piece of meat. It was like steak on
right.
a steak.
Yes.
So I finally got fed up and just I left. And then the woman behind me was incredulous I was leaving because we were only, at the time that I walked out, we were only 13 people from being seen at the information kiosk.
That's close.
You know, I was 13th and she was 14th. And I said, oh. 11:15. I don't have time for this. I got 21 days.
Haven't they closed the satellite offices too?
From
the DMV in a budget cutting mode.
Well, that's
so
what
I
they say.
So I had to go to one of the major offices, which I guess was why it was so congested. And I said, well, screw this. I got 21 days. I'll do it. Maybe on the weekend. I'll get up like at 6 o'clock and be one of those idiots that camps out of the DMV waiting for them to open on Saturday.
You
got to
do that around here.
So as I'm leaving, she got real excited and she said, and kudos to her. No children, at least hanging on her, or no strays that she brought in.
Just she was a solo flyer like yourself?
Solo flyer, fresh out of Guatemala, Paraguay, wherever it is she was from.
Right.
She had the scarf on her head. She fit the role perfect.
But she was by herself.
She was by herself.
Well, God bless.
Welcome to America.
I said, it's 11:15. There's no way I'll be out of here by noon. I got to run. And that at that point, something clicked in, and she said, in rather broken English, but I got it. She said, you leave? And I said, yeah, put on my watch. Gotta go. Spot, your spot. I said, take it. And then she went, A little clap like that. All excited.
Yeah.
And then as I left, I saw all of the schmuck.
The generosity of somebody born in this country.
And then I see the joy on all of the schmucks that were behind me in line. Because as I'm leaving,
one guy
they all get to move up exactly a foot and a half.
You would have been in there for a good long time.
Yeah. So I got to figure out.
Because, I mean, you go to the information thing, and then you sit and wait for the agent, right? The person
right.
that's going to, like, administer your test.
And that's where I'm figuring out that I'm screwed. I've given myself 2 hours. It's going to take me 2 hours just to get to the point.
Do you have to go to a special, like, a bigger office if you want to take your test? You
yeah,
can't go to the satellite offices and take it?
No,
test?
Well, the way that they explained it to me in the plenty of time that I was there, they got one station right up front where you look and they do your eyes.
Yeah.
And for the test now, you just stand at a computer kiosk and press. And you would think it couldn't be easier.
Right.
But they've managed to slow it down. And I noticed today when I was just walking around, when I asked Maria or whatever her name was to hold my place, I said, I've got to take a leak. I would go to the men's room. I walked past the highly unsecure area where people were taking these tests.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and for all I know, you know, they've got buddies sitting there going, hey. You can see the screen.
What does a yellow light mean?
And I think they have four or five rotating tests.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
the deal that I noticed today was that for a lot of these people, it was like being on The Price is Right. Mm-hmm. Because I actually saw a guy standing in the DMV at his little computer thing, and he's looking at it, and at one point he just turns around and looks at the people behind him. Now, from their angle, maybe they can't totally make out exactly what's on the screen, but it's...
Are you accusing them of cheating?
No, I'm saying... No, not in the least.
Okay.
What I'm saying, though, it has the appearances of The Price is Right.
Right.
When someone doesn't know the answer...
And they kind of look back.
And they look back, and there are people that are sitting 20 feet away. You can't really read the screen.
Right.
But you can see that there's...
Did they speak in another tongue?
It was, Mike, it was the language of dum-dum, because
right.
they didn't get it. They
mm-hmm.
obviously
mm-hmm.
didn't get whatever the question was,
right.
and there were no words that are spoken. I think they do have, like, a no-talking rule.
I always thought the DMV and traffic court ought to be side by side. You ought to have just an adjoining door.
Makes sense.
So anyway, I want to say hi to everybody who is in Sterling.
So how much, your total time commitment was 45 minutes there?
Yeah, 40, you know, 20 to get there, 20 to get home, 45 minutes, got home, and, you know, of course... Frida says, wow, that was fast. Let me see your new picture. I said, oh, well,
yeah.
I got 21 days. You know,
I lucked out. I got the renewal by internet. But the strange part about that is I now wear glasses. I didn't when that picture was taken. I was about 25 pounds heavier, and I had a beard. So I don't even look like the guy on my license.
And
now.
The Levitra.
And those D-pills.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's that. But it was easier.
So will you put that on your... On your license, will you put where it says that it has, like...
One of my handicaps.
Organ yes. donor, or will you just put Levitra taker?
Levitra coursing through my veins.
Levitra lover.
Isn't Buzz's license the one that's got that special little color-coded pot plant in the upper right-hand corner?
Leaf, the little leaf.
The little leaf?
Yeah.
There it is. Normal.
Uh-huh.
All your organs are donated to Normal for fertilizer.
That's right.
Hello, JFK. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I'm listening to these new promos for the JFK website, and they got the new promo guy doing them.
Yeah.
He is just as bad as you said. They should have left well enough alone, man.
No, he's an incredible talent. I stand behind the mighty Zeus.
Yes. How can you argue with a man with the name of a Greek god?
He's great, and I'll tell you what makes him great. Do we have an example of him, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have some of his work?
Oh.
I want to tell you what makes this guy great.
Here's my favorite.
And I mean this. Okay, this is... Oh, for the website. You mentioned the website.
Finally, WJFK.com. Developed by the G3 Group.
I'll tell you what makes that guy great is that you can go up and down the radio dial
mm-hmm.
and you don't find anything else that sounds like that.
Not at all.
That's what makes that guy great.
Because mm-hmm.
the whole point of radio is you cut through.
Yeah.
And you cut through with something unique. I mean, tell me, you listen to this. This is unique. Now, you don't hear this delivery or this voice type on any other radio station.
Hey, you're listening to 106.7 WJFK.
For my money, you don't get a lot of guys talking like this on the radio.
It stands out.
No, it doesn't happen anywhere in commercials either.
Well, you guys are great.
And you, the callers, you're great. And it's Caller Appreciation Day right here at X108.
Just when you get used to a guy, just when you really get used to a guy, they take him away.
Yeah, and then they give us
really loved our guy.
Then they give us a guy that just sounds like every other guy.
106.7 WJFK.
Except there he was attempting to be creative, I guess.
Yes.
You know, 106.7, or did they do that with the machine?
I don't know. I think Zeus is a machine, isn't he?
I believe so. Certain decisions are simply out of our hands.
Absolutely.
106.7. WJFK.
You know, and I know what happens. These guys, they have the meeting and they say, you know what we need to do? We need to find the lowest rated stations in the market. Okay, that would be DC 101, WHFS, mm-hmm. and WARW. Okay, they're the lowest rated radio stations in the market? Yes, they are. Are they going after the male demographic? Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Whatever their voice guy sounds like, make sure ours sounds just like him.
So that anyone listening might not be able to tell them apart.
Yeah.
Really, that's... I mean...
We had a guy, really, that did give us a little distinction.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Because this guy sounds... He could be saying, DC 101, mm-hmm. HFS. Yeah, I mean, really.
106.7 WJFK.
It's just another bad corporate decision.
He's got a fine voice. He's, you know, he does a fine... But really, we had a very... That guy was just so cool that we had. And, I, you know, it's not as much that I hate this guy as I really loved the other guy.
With all the other company problems solved, there was nothing left to do except change the voice guy.
And what I don't like about him, and I agree, he appears talented enough, really, I guess, for one of those guys, but he's doing that whole I've got an attitude thing. Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what? We are here to kick some ass and take some names.
The guy that we had...
Happy September.
...was the personification of evil.
Yeah.
You know, what was his name? Billy Joe or Billy whatever?
Oh, it was David Lee.
David Lee.
David Lee.
David Lee.
The hot trend really in announcers is too cool for school.
Yeah.
And it almost borders on Duffman from The Simpsons.
Have no fear.
Duffman's here.
Duffman's here.
That's it. You want more commercial-free rock? We guarantee.
WJFK.
Yeah.
We've got attitude. Yeah.
That's
all you have to do is put it down here.
106.7 WJFK.
Right.
Save himself some money.
And the same. And the thing is, yeah, you should. You should just do it. And they should
right now. But WJFK.
Perfect.
We've got attitude.
Yeah,
that's what I used to do. It's what I did for a living.
You got to keep saying to yourself, the
too cool for school. Too cool for school.
Yeah, that's
WJFK. Give me another.
All I have to do is like stay out a little later and start smoking again.
Our announcements sound just like DC 101.
To tell you how long ago I did that.
It's an ARIO Speedwagon weekend on
when they were contemporary,
right?
On WAVA and Nick Sticker.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you could do it too, Buzz.
I think so.
I agree with that guy. That you know, no offense to Zeus, but you know, come on, dude. And I heard a NASCAR promo that pissed me off. Because they're running NASCAR now on JFK, mm-hmm. which is a good idea.
Yeah.
Guys like NASCAR.
Guys that are super into it are listening to that all over the place.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you're out and you turn it on, it's like a baseball game. You turn it on, you go, oh, let me hear who's leading, and then you go, okay, well, I can't really see the cars crashing on the radio, so I'll turn it off.
The guys that are really obsessed with it will listen to it all day because they want to know who's leading every second.
But the whole point of NASCAR now is that obviously they don't want to be, you know, redneck. That they want to appeal to rednecks, but they want, you know, non-rednecks to watch and to listen. So we get it on this station, on WJFK, and they have the guy do a promo that I hear for the Southern 500. And rather than come on with just that, NASCAR, it's hot, guys love it, Jimmy Johnson, Dale Gore, you know, all that stuff, you know, Junior, who will win? Here's what the guy does. This is the big creative thing. They play banjo music, and the guy uses a Southern accent and goes, hey, you're listening to WJFK Radio,
And this weekend, we're proud to be presenting the NASCAR Southern 500. Live from Bristol, North Carolina. You got it?
Yeah, I believe so.
You got it? Okay. All right, listen to this. Talk about really treating your audience like idiots.
106.7 WJFK and BG Product.
Wrong one.
106.7 WJFK
you got them?
And BG
no,
Product bring you NASCAR Winston Cup Racing. The Rock and Roll 400.
Ah, you know why? Because that was for the game. That was for the race last weekend.
Oh,
the Rock and Roll. See, for that one, they did, you know, Zeppelin, the Rocket, but the one that
great
I heard.
Great Zeppelin song, my favorite Zeppelin song.
The one that I heard for the Southern 500, which was, I guess, 2 weeks ago, was the guy going, the JFK radio. And I'm listening to that, and I'm thinking,
that's going to piss people off.
You're sending the wrong image. You're sending the wrong message to people. You're stereotyping necks and Confederate flags and everything else. But they think that this guy is just incredible. This guy's Zeus.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay if you want a guy that talks like that, Buzz.
I wonder if he's like that all the time. I'll have a McDLT, even though they don't make it anymore.
Cool for you school. You know he's not like that.
It's probably like this. Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Duff man. Then he goes into his studio. Look what I can make here. Hey, wow.
You know, I know we got a break, but would you ask John if he could pull that promo up?
Yeah.
The one I'm talking about? So I'd love just to illustrate that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, this is just kind of a seminar now. This has now turned from being happy about being able to talk about what a jerk face Alan is to a seminar for those working on the third level of this building.
Very exciting.
Hello there, Don and Mike, JFK. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great, thanks.
Just calling to let you know that you guys are cheering me up on the day I think I lost my job.
Oh, that's a shame. Why don't you go in and tell your boss to shove it?
What dedication would you like to make?
Duffman, please.
Duffman. Why don't you go out and buy 3 cases of Duff and start drinking now?
I've already cracked one open.
And while you're out, look for the JFK team hitting the streets with the gear you want. All the cool stuff you want to wear. Yeah.
Radio t-shirts.
The gear. The gear that'll make you climb mountains. Not.
Z104 wants to give you enough bling to get your own ride.
Which station are you listening to?
It's hard to tell. They all sound the same.
Can you tell?
More nonstop rock. We all talk like this. Too cool for school.
Even Joe Montana doing Mercedes-Benz ads. You don't want to get pepperoni on the hood.
You guys are doing it so well, I can't tell either one of you apart.
Thank you. See you later. Okay,
that's the point.
And our guy was, you know, a tough guy with attitude. But
yeah.
He was the kind of guy... It was the kind of attitude like you'd walk away in the bar if you saw the guy. You know?
Hey, Don, I'm Mike, JFK, Live 105, 96 Rock. Hello?
Don.
Yes, and Mike, hi.
Hey, what's wrong with that NASCAR promo? I mean, the average NASCAR fan does look like Cletus from The Simpsons, right?
Wrong.
I mean, in fact, NASCAR is an acronym for non-athletic sports centered around rednecks.
Oh, you're... Now, we don't get many NASCAR haters.
Now, Shecky, you should really hone and refine this in your comedy clubs in your area.
Hey, Bernadette, we're going to the races. So,
you know, there would have been a time that I would have agreed with you, but
I have so many friends that have been NASCAR fans for so long that are so non-rednecky. Mm-hmm. And I have friends that are rednecky that love NASCAR.
Color me guilty. All right, thank you. See you.
Later.
Right. Bye-bye.
I try to get into it.
We got it?
Lost on
no,
me.
No, Chris has it, and Chris is not in his office right now.
All right, well, we'll come back to it another time.
He's getting a culotta.
Trust me, it was embarrassing. It was really embarrassing to listen to.
At the Corner Coffee Shop.
Hello, Don and Mike, JFK. Hello.
Hey, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
We're doing very well. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm in Wisconsin. And I'm listening to you on 100X over here. They kind of screwed you guys up a little bit. They used to play you for 4 hours. Now they're playing you for 2.
And people ask us why we have problems with Westwood One. Anyway, so now they used to run us for 4 hours. Now they run us for 2 hours.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
I'd like to say hi to the Navy guys. We had our pictures taken with out in the lobby. Cool guys in uniform.
Watch out, Saddam.
They're coming to get you.
God bless America and this radio station.
Hi to all the guys at the naval station down in Indian Head.
Anyway, so you're listening in Wisconsin. We used to be on 4 hours. Now we're on 2 hours.
Now, for some reason, I got you on for 45 minutes. Now, all of a sudden, they got Gordon P. Giddy, whatever the hell his name is.
Steve the Cheesehead on the air.
And this would be exactly why we make a big stink about our affiliates. That we were on for how long today?
Well, you've been on for 45 minutes. Now all of a sudden you got Gordon P. Giddy, Liddy, whatever now running.
Life is a bitch and then you die.
Listen, thank you for your support, my friend.
All right, thanks.
Good luck. If we're following policy, we're not even supposed to take that call.
Right.
Because we're boycotting the network.
Because we're dicks.
There you have it.
And we work for jerk faces. How about you?
Do you too?
Is your boss a jerk? Go to DC101.com and tell... See what I mean? It makes no difference. They're all the same. Right.
Stick with a winner and win with a sticker. I'll read that, Joe. Little do you know, I'm a homo.
Is that a Joe joke?
Yeah.
Joe.
I hope it was a joke. Otherwise, we're in trouble.
Well, maybe Joe is coming out.
Maybe Joe came out of the closet.
All right, let's clear these lines. Get a caller 100. Give some stuff away. Phone number, Washington, Baltimore, Ocean City. Call us at 877.
All the cool stations.
877-365-3636. Are you going to go with that?
Stay tuned for Kahuna, the free ticket tuna.
Be right back with JFK.
WJFK.
355, JFK Live 105, 96 Rock, cloudy tonight, low 60, sunny tomorrow, high 78, so says Buzz, DC 73, Baltimore 76, Ocean City 72,
WJFK,
perfectly executed, tape not queued up,
or is it locked?
No, there it is.
Oh, dear.
I don't have the strength to do the weather again.
97X, the future of rock and roll.
97X, bang, the future of rock and roll. 97X, bang, the future of rock and roll. 97X, bang.
The future of rock and roll.
Ray, enough already.
WJFK.
Yeah, we are.
The Don and Mike Show. They'll put more cash in your khaki pants. Don and Mike.
356. Don and Mike Show, Washington, 106.7. Baltimore, 105.7. Ocean City, 95.9. Gonna call 100, give away some stuff. We've not decided about our new big contest yet because we're waiting to hear about the prize for the new big contest.
But a good prize is on the way. I almost did. I gotta stop it.
Hello there, Don and Mike, JFK. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing very well, thanks. Who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Maryland, Rockville.
On 106.7, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Brian, for listening. You've won the ESPN Game Plan prize pack. Subscribe to ESPN Game Plan, call 1-888 Comcast. Plus, you won the Divid box set of 24 Season 2, now available on DVD in a 7-disc edition. That's 24 Season 2, open it today, and dinner for two at Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Spectacular.
They want you to create your own pasta. You choose the pasta, the sauce, and the mix, your favorite toppings, starting from $7.99. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
From Italy.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks
to the Don and Mike show.
I have a TV warning for anybody that has high-definition television.
Yeah.
Do not be fooled, DirecTV subscribers. The high-definition television ESPN feed that they are advertising quite liberally right now is not exactly high-definition. It's kind of like that squished thing that they
improved
give you.
Definition.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that's the
cop-out. Well, how come they're saying HD then?
It is on certain programs.
Certain programs, like what, one a year?
Well, they do the football on Sunday night in HD, and I've seen a baseball game in HD.
Okay, you know, I'll wait to see the football on Sunday.
Wait till you see Miss Culver.
I saw Miss Cohen today, Linda Cohen.
Oh, very nice.
I think the
right at the top of the screen.
Did she look wide?
She looked wide. And the car ads even look squished.
I think the ads that they run for HD say, on NFL games, Major League games, Monday Night Football.
That's how they get you.
All right.
Have you checked?
Never mind.
Have you seen Hogan's Heroes yet on the HD network?
No.
Looks great.
Does it really?
Absolutely. I think it's Monday nights.
Well, they got it. They're starting to finally do something with the satellite and high definition television. Man, you should be, because you have a high D.
I'm right behind you. My wife is working on it.
And now they have like single channels. They're in the, I think, the 70s and 80s.
The broadcast networks look great, Mike.
You still have that.
Yeah.
And they're testing a new satellite, which indicates that maybe something is... But you got to pay for it, which kills me.
What was my wife telling me something about some ripoff with that with... To get HD TV, you got to get another dish.
You have to buy a new dish. You have to buy an oval dish.
But the deal is I have a Sony television... Don't hold it against me, Rob.
That's all right.
So I got a Sony TV, so I have to get the Sony box, and the Sony box is more.
Your television doesn't have a built-in.
But I thought you had high def on your plasma already.
I don't know.
It should be built into that.
You can mix the brands.
You need a special kind of receiver. Also, you need an oval dish. This and a high-definition receiver for DirecTV.
New dish, new box.
I don't even pay attention. I just ask.
Pretty insane. I mean, they just...
That's a different satellite. It requires different equipment.
The guy was telling Frieda that the companies that make this stuff have just set out to jip the people who sell them, and then, the jip is passed along to you.
Absolute jip.
It's totally jipped.
It's a total jip.
She's not there.
Yeah, you have to buy... First of all, if you're a subscriber... You have to buy a new box, you have to get a new dish, and now you have to spend extra for the high-definition programming.
Unless you were forward-thinking and bought the RCA 38.
What do you mean?
Oh, I got everything. It's got the dish. Once the dish is hooked into it, it's got a high-def decoder, and it's got the, the box built in.
I think mine does too, actually, now that I think of it, because I've got a standard box, actually. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to. Mine is built in too.
Standard box.
But you had to get the special dish.
Yeah, but I got that, I think, for like $30 because I got a deal on it.
I think I got mine for $50.
That's so I think more,
I paid $20 more than you, okay? Right.
And, you know, once you buy a $20 antenna, I get everything from CBS for free.
I can't because I'm a renter.
That's right.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Come over.
This is like from my vantage point, this is just like watching a tennis match.
Okay, very good.
I just watch one guy volley the other guy.
I'm happy for you.
One guy volley to the other
me
guy.
Me too.
I'm happy for you.
I'm delighted.
Somehow, congratulations.
This really is turned into a pissing contest somehow.
Yeah.
With the simple...
it's good. I'm glad. I'm happy for him.
With the simple...
More power. Hope you get all those over the
topic end. Of high-definition TV brought into the
enjoy
show.
Your programming.
Hello,
Baldy.
Hello, hotline.
Hey, were you looking for me?
Yes. Now, I want to change the subject desperately, though, because it just turned into a tennis match, and Mike called Rob Baldy.
Ouch.
The HDTV, you're dealing with that. And explain to me, the dishes, they cost more now, the HDTV dishes?
I don't know. It's all over my head, because there's so many different formats, and you have to be compatible, and the folks that have done some other things in our house were saying they had to check because, Sony discontinued one that they were using, so...
Lex Luthor's really enjoying his set.
Just relax and let me handle it.
I am, baby. I am.
All right. I want it done right, because, the last person that you had over here was that Australian guy.
British.
Returned.
British guy.
No, he was Australian.
Oh, okay.
And you loved him, and he went away and didn't come back, and we've got 9,000 wires hanging all over our house. I mean... It's a mess, so I want it done right.
You know, in fairness to him, I do want to say I believe one day he did call here at work, and I just didn't return the call.
Oh, dear.
I just have to be honest that I think his name is Chris, And if you're still listening to the show, if you don't hate me because I didn't return your call, Chris, I did get the message. I just didn't call you back.
You know, he's writing his own ball jokes. Daddy Warbucks never misses 8 simple rules on high def.
Rob, you got to bring him more into the 20th century, though, with the bald guys. That's like my whole point about Ringo Starr or Anton Figg.
And do you have a phone book? Would you grab me a phone book?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to just... Maybe that's it. You're dismissed. Love you.
No, I served my purpose.
And
ranging for TV.
One of them.
No, and listen, to get the other side, I think most of us watched the Buccaneers game last night. How was that that fake reality show that you love?
That reality show would not be bad if they would condense it. Gosh.
Is that Hotel Paradise?
Nope.
No, it was For Love or Money. And it was, it's so much time wasted just for the 5 minutes.
But you sat there like a lemming.
I had no choice, but I was looking for something to do. I was cleaning the kitchen, getting out the needle.
You know what? Here's the thing. You're just ashamed to admit that there's a really dumb show that somehow you believe makes you a shallow person to admit you watch it.
But
you watch it, and you get your mother to watch it, and when your mother doesn't watch it, you get mad at your mom for not watching it.
First of all, I don't get mad at her. That's ridiculous. Second of all, yes, Mom and I did share, and we would chat about it, which is nice. But third, I don't care if I watch a dumb show. I just wish they would condense it. I mean, it could be dumb, just quicker dumb.
Well, Larry David likes Joan of Arcadia on his CBS High Def.
I think Larry David has more hair than Rob, though.
It's like when you get those sexperts on your show who tell you to make your lovemaking 3 hours long, and I say, no, it's wonderful. Keep it the 5 minutes that it is. It's
right.
Great. That's what it's like. If you get 5 minutes of really good stuff out of this show, and you're going to watch for 2 hours.
Then here's the question. And I know this is said a lot about, like, NBA games and stuff, but why did you invest 2 hours if all you're waiting for is the last 5 minutes? And if I understand the premise correctly, the girl chooses the guy that she wants. And to me, it's a no-brainer for the guy. Because, and honey, tell me if I've got the concept correctly. If the girl says, okay, I choose you, and the guy says, well, they're going to give me $1 million not to take you, so I take $1 million. What guy wouldn't take $1 million?
The guy didn't take $1 million.
Then the guy's the biggest sap on the face of the earth.
No, because the girl then, who really liked him, this is why it was nice the last 5 minutes, who really liked him, didn't have to, but she split her $1 million. She gave him $500,000 he didn't know he was getting, just as a thank you for choosing me. And
so that's the difference between guys and girls.
Except for that guy. Okay, hush and listen. When it had Love or Money 1, the girl got to choose the $1 million or the guy. And she chose the $1 million. She was no dummy.
Smart.
Then the guy, who you would think would be more cynical, chose the girl and said, no, I won't take the money. I really like the girl. And then he was rewarded by getting half the money anyway.
Well,
now, does he sign a contract that means he can never date that girl?
Right. And because from what I've read, too, and I'm thinking, how do they, if he had chosen the money and not chosen the girl, he could never see her again. And I thought, well, how do they enforce that?
Well, how do they know that?
Yeah, they can't. I don't think they have a legal right to enforce that.
Because, this is the way I think, I have read that they dribble this money out. I mean, like the lottery, over 30 years.
Oh, all right, they cut you off.
They would cut him off, if he got together with a girl.
Just the dumbest show, but God bless you. You love it. You watch it every week.
I'm done. I'm never getting sucked into another one of those shows.
And that brings me to the next topic. Thank you, baby. Love you.
Okay, goodbye.
Got to run. About television, before we call people at random out of the phone book here. Guess who called? Guess who called with the fall TV season just 2 weeks away?
Our friend, our former friend, confusing friend, Ms. Remini.
That's right. Now you can count.
Was she confirming a reservation?
You can count on one toe the number of previous times she herself has called us.
Right.
Once. We've known Leah and have been friends and or acquaintances with TV's Leah Remini for about 5 years.
Right.
She, on her own, without a third party calling, has only called once before.
Getting a little nervous about that Wednesday time slot?
Well, I believe so. Mm-hmm. I didn't take the call. I think Mrs. Broyhill did. What's her number up there, Buzz? You got Lisa's number? No, it's not 843 anymore.
Yes, it is. Well, that's what I have.
No, that's
889.
889?
No wonder I can never get it.
Anyway, she called when we were on a holiday. Hey, hi there.
Hey, what's going on?
So, when we were on vacation,
yeah.
Leah called. Now, did she call? Did she just leave voicemail?
No, I answered the phone, and we had a long, drawn-out conversation for about 10, 15 minutes talking about having babies and getting married because they got married a week before us. And I thought it was really neat, you know, that she called and was looking to get back in. And
yeah,
Rob and Charlie looked at me and go, yeah, well, guess whose show moves to Wednesday nights now. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So how did she leave it with you when you told her we were on vacation?
I told her that when you guys got back that I would put have him call or whatever. I kind of just left it up that we would call her.
Let's just leave it hanging. Let's let her call.
Okie dokie.
Because she will.
Yeah.
You want to do it that way? Yeah, I mean, we've had many times where we've tried to get her, and I think this is a perfect opportunity. If she calls, and
Mike,
if she calls again, we'll chat with her, and we'll have a very nice conversation.
I'd make you a side bet that she will call, because...
I believe she will call also.
Because we're her douches. Because now, that show is moving away from its cushy Monday night slot to a very hard...
You don't believe that she's calling just out of friendship, Don?
That's right. That's right.
And you really do think she'll call?
If
she calls, we take the call, but I say we don't initiate it.
No, and I'd love to chat with her.
I'd love to chat with her, too. She's always funny.
But she's just calling to promote her show.
Well, if she does call us...
Because now she needs the promotion.
Well, see, that's the reason I hope she calls, because we'll have that discussion with her.
And here's when I predict she'll call. The first week after the ratings come out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Because I don't think I was watching last night. I think the new season starts in 2 weeks.
That'll be great.
And last night, you got to know, King of Queens, which they move all over the place now, was on against Monday Night Football.
Yes, it was.
So probably got slaughtered. All right, so her tone was, Lisa, her tone was up-tempo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Up-tempo.
Just like, you know, we talk to her every day or something like that. And they've got their own website now.
No, hey, honey, no. Okay, bye. No need to promote
it. I'm not promoting it.
Okay. Bye. Well, she's not my problem. She's Charlie's problem.
Oh, God.
She's not my problem.
And she's gone!
What is that?
It was William Shatner.
Yeah, just that whole thing. I'm not going to promote it, and then I thought she was going to say something else, and then she hung up.
Well, I thought
she was saying something, and I'm not going to promote it. I'm just going to, you know, I don't know.
Got mad at me because I said don't say that.
Do you think she was mad at you?
How else do you decipher a hang-up?
I think a hang-up is perhaps angry.
Hello?
I thought you guys hung up. I was just making a point that it showed there.
Okay, now.
Well, now you've done it.
See, that was a joke.
I know.
That's a joke hang-up. That's not a real one.
And she's gone!
Not a real one. That was just a joke hang-up.
That was just a kidding hang-up.
That was just a buddy hang-up.
That's to Kathy.
What's her number?
889?
That's going to ring. See if it just rings.
Hello?
Nope. She's there.
I don't need
his call. Is that her?
Yeah. See, if I pick it up, she'll hang up right away.
You think so?
Yeah, I bet she does.
Okay.
If we've trained her correctly, she will.
Interesting.
Studio.
You've done well.
There you go.
We've had a lot of fun with the phones the last couple of days.
That's how you teach people. Very good. Lesson well learned, Lisa.
She's calling again.
No, this is the hotline. Unless she's being sneaky. Hello?
You trained her very well.
Wow. Okay. Touché. La la la.
Tra la la.
This will count as a victory, even if it goes to voicemail.
Hello.
I got her on my cell.
Oh, telephone.
Here she is calling.
Phone calling.
Hello.
Hey, Dad, did you call me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
I did.
Was that you that called?
What? I don't think...
Did you just call on the hotline, Bart?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, did you call before this?
I don't know. I tried to, but I didn't think it went through.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think it was Lisa before. Oh, hold on a second, Barty. Hold on. I'll be right back. Well, I hope now she knows that I'm calling a momentary truce. So we'll find out if she called on the hotline or not.
Very good.
Or she could just be playing the game now where she's not going to answer the phone. All right, well, okay. She's not answering. Bud, I did try to call you.
Okay.
Barty, and here's why. Hold on just a second.
Telephone.
Hello?
It was me. Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, sorry about that. We're going to do our fantasy football recap, not in the next break, but in the break before the end of the show today. And as it stands right now, the game with you and Uncle Mike is tied.
Mm.
60-60.
But sure? I talked to Charlie, and I wasn't sure, but I don't... Never mind. Well, I'm not sure.
What do you mean you talked to Charlie? I'm kind of curious about that.
Only in that I thought I was supposed to get a point for a fumble recovery in the very last play of the Monday night game, because I have Tampa Bay defense.
Yeah.
But it didn't come up on the scoring.
Hmm.
So I don't know if it didn't count the fumble recovery.
So I think what we're doing now...
Or the blocked punt on Monday night.
What we're going to do is go to NFL.com. We're going to look at the stats there to see if Bart gets that extra point or not.
Oh, there was a fumble recovery.
What do you mean, we?
Well, I don't mean me.
Who is... Just collectively... If you may, define we for me.
Dad, I'm going to go. I'm in a class.
Oh, all right. I love you. See you. Bye-bye.
Follow us when you have a class.
Good luck, Bart.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I mean, by we, I mean...
He's a grown man now. You know, the gloves are off, basically. Mm-hmm. It's,
yeah.
You know, I was legitimately... I got a call from Don. Don and I bet that Bart wouldn't beat me last night. And Don left me a message early in the morning, and I was legitimately pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that Bart has moved from the ranks of your son into a grown man in the league now, and I am as cutthroat with him as I am with anybody else in the league.
And what's happened with the Magic, and once again, let me just say... This whole place, Viacom, CBS, Westwood One, it's all Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And the Magic continues even in our fantasy league.
Yeah, because every week it's screwed up.
Because with CBS Sportsline, the deal is...
And it's a for me it's a horrible website because it's just so slow.
The way it's been explained to me, and hopefully, not hopefully, we'll get the crooked commissioner in here during a break later today to review everybody's scores. The problem is that you get a score on Monday... And it changes on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times it changes again on Wednesday when the computer finally figures out the scoring.
Right. But that is the final decision maker.
On Wednesday.
Is the computer.
Is the computer.
The CBS Sports Line. We're not going to go in there.
No, we can't go in there and screw it.
We can't mess with it, right?
We can't. However, it should on its own pick up if there was...
All my extra points that I might get? Because I think really, I mean, I don't know the details of it.
What would you get extra points for?
I'd get more points than I got out of my defense, I would think.
Your defense that lost 31-0?
Yeah.
What points would you get from New England?
Well, I'd like to just check it out.
I looked at the box score. They didn't have any sacks.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any fumbles.
See, this is where I'm at. I have not. And I am not well-versed in this. I'm just trying to protect my...
Here's the commish.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this, is that last year when I was the very honest commissioner of the league...
Thank you, Rob.
it was slow sometimes registering all the stats, but it finally did. It was usually Wednesday when they were all realized. And I don't think we had to ever adjust any points after the fact, did we? I know you can,
all right,
but there was no...
Are you here for the... Do you have an announcement?
I'll be satisfied with that.
No, I don't have any information from them yet. There was also, I think, a blocked punt in that game, which he didn't get credit for. That would be 1 point. And
is there anything that I didn't get credit for?
Not that I saw.
I mean, why in this game? Why is everybody even saying...
I looked at both teams.
Huh?
I looked at both teams.
Carefully?
Carefully.
Fine-tooth comb.
I think you're wrong.
I disagree.
Well,
I think my son beat you. Flat out, fair and square.
Well, I don't think we'll know that until Thursday or Friday of next week.
No, I think there's a way you could win.
Oh.
Hey!
Oh.
Hey!
Come on.
Hey, you bastard. It's my son we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not going to win ugly. I wouldn't do that to your son.
Thank you. Do that to one of us, but don't do that to him.
I just would like to see the final results because perhaps they missed something, you know.
Crucial.
Yeah.
Right.
And can I just say F the Eagles, too, for no points? God. The Eagles. They were in the championship game last year, and they don't get a goddamn field goal.
That's what I told Mike.
And the Red Sox lost 13-10. And Byung Hun Kim, go back to Korea!
That's why I told him yesterday. He was saying, I'll beat Bart. And I said, I'll take Bart's team because you get like, how many points for a shutout?
20.
20 points for a shutout.
Yeah, but you didn't think that the Eagles weren't going to score any points against the Buccaneers.
I thought that it was going to be a very low scoring
game. Yeah, but I mean, a shutout. Shutout. Come on, it was a shutout. It was a shutout, Don.
Except for Mike's game in question, do you have the other scores?
Yeah, I do.
All right, let's recap. Week number one with Mike's game with Bart still being tied up by the computer. Charlie.
Well, the apparent best team in the league was...
Yes.
You lost.
It was voted by the... Yes, I did.
Yeah. 109-85 to John Norman's team.
So Buzz lost 109-80.
Boy, that's the best points of the week. Who did John Norman have?
He started Aaron Brooks, Ricky Williams.
I'd like to warn our listening audience right now. Get ready to just listen a little slower now.
Let's just run through the scores.
Okay.
Who is next, Charlie?
This has to be wrong because I lost 107-52.
All right, let's move to the next one.
Lisa beat Rob 86-31.
Yeah!
Next.
And with Donovan, you asked.
With the most points of the week, Jimmy.
Unbelievable.
117 over you, Don.
Oh, no. Unbelievable.
How much, Jim?
What was the score with
117-62.
117-62. And the game tonight, the game that's continuing with Mike and Bart, the score is?
60-60.
Wow.
And it will be decided by the CBS computer. And in the first absolute crazy move I've made this year, I have picked up Mark Bulger.
Well, it's a good pickup because my starting quarterback, the guy that I hung my hat on, Kurt Rebo Warner, has a concussion. And now they're making noise about him maybe not playing again.
Good. Ever?
Not ever, but this season. Good. Just makes me sick to my stomach.
Good. All right, Charlie.
And I want to thank the Orioles for listening to me last night.
So as we stand here, virtually everybody from the show in this room lost.
Yeah. Almost everybody. We haven't determined...
No, Mike, you still have a chance.
Right.
But Charlie lost, Buzz lost, Rob lost, I lost.
Mm-hmm.
And, to our great dismay, Big Gum Jim appears to have the most powerful team in the league.
Unbelievable.
It's just one week, though.
But that kills
a fluke.
And it was a weird week.
Yeah.
But I'd like to also announce to the league that...
Fire sale?
No, I need not yet. I need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard you working.
Didn't I tell you? I told you, Buzz has got four of them.
I have quarterback.
That's the guy to go to is Buzz.
Edgerrin James for Trent Green.
We'll talk about that.
All right, that's the offer.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about that.
What do you want for Plummer?
Jake Plummer, you know, he didn't do it when he was in Phoenix, you know.
What would you like for your man Bulger?
He's a backup quarterback. What would I give for Bulger?
Yeah.
What do you want? You're not getting either my running backs.
Okay.
Yeah, see,
giving him
all you ever want to do is steal. You never want to make a legitimate trade.
Because that's what teams in real leagues do is just say, we're not going to try to get the best of this deal.
No, you try to make an equitable deal, but you're trying to take advantage of me. You deliberately embarrass me in front of a reporter.
But keep in mind, like, Ladanian Tomlinson won't always do as well as he did yesterday.
But that's just one week, Rob. I do believe he will come back.
All right, well, that's it. So as we stand now, all of the underdogs are winning, with the exception of Mike, who might actually buck the trend.
Yeah.
And
if I eke it out, it'd be a big win.
What happens if there is a tie? Is there any way to... It's simply a tie?
It's a tie.
And also from our weekly picks with the very hot Nancy.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Here we go.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
Week one, very close. Both Mike and Nancy, 4 out of 5. Me, 3 out of 5. So,
right. Yeah, I matched Nancy with the picks, but he was not nearly the hot hand that he was last year.
Absolutely. Let's see. You and Nancy said Cleveland would beat Indianapolis. I got that one wrong. We all agreed that the Steelers would beat the Colts.
You know, it's interesting that he picked Cleveland to beat Indianapolis and then got on his TV show over the weekend and picked Indianapolis as his Super Bowl team.
True. Well, he said he might do that.
Mm-hmm.
Giants, you and Nancy picked the Giants. I took the Rams. Oakland to Tennessee. We all took Tennessee. And last night, the pivotal game, I'm the only guy that took Tampa. You other guys took Philly.
Oh, duh.
So there you go. So that's where we stand with famous news lady broadcaster Jim Nance. We'll come right back here. It's 422. Don and Mike Show, 106.7 Washington, 105.7 Baltimore, and 95.9 Ocean City. We had this guy on the show last week, and we had a limited amount of time. He has what he says is breaking news about the Kobe Bryant investigation. Remember Dr. James Capers?
Dr. James Capers, yes. You'll hear him. He's very credible.
Sounds like, but looks nothing like Little Richard. Right. There's a link to his website at WJFK.com.
Yes, there is.
We'll be right back.
WJFK. Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're through. Without all the yelling and the fight that we had, it won't be cold to you.
I'll drink to that.
You moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass.
Yeah, yeah, right.
WJFK, the Don and Mike Show.
Listen up, you BM eaters. From Washington, D.C. on WJFK. From Baltimore on Live 105. And from Ocean City on 96 Rock. You can call Don and Mike toll free at 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack jawed yokels.
They like them cow big. Don and Mike.
All right, thank you, Dude Walker. Oh, yeah, 434, 106.7 Washington, 105.7 Baltimore, 95.9 in Ocean City. We had the guy on the air the other day. We've not had him on for a while. He's out of San Diego.
Yes, he is.
And the deal is something about Kobe Bryant. Originally, he called us to get on the show about Elvis, that we passed Elvis' death day. Now it's Kobe Bryant. Here again, ladies and gentlemen, in an elongated form, is Dr. James Capers.
Cancel, cancel, cancel. Bust my britches and cut up my credit card. I'm back.
Yes, he's back.
And you can tell he's very low energy.
And, Doc, your website, again, is scroat.
DrJamesCapers.com.
It doesn't get any easier than that.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's very easy. Oh, guys, it's just wonderful to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me back.
That's okay. Now, tell us what inside information you have about Kobe Bryant. I read today that they're not going to allow cameras in the courtroom for the next deal on October, whatever it is.
Right.
What's you have news about Kobe Bryant. What is it?
Well, guys, do you remember years ago there was a commercial on television where a little old lady came out and she looked inside her hamburger bun and she yelled, "Where's the beef?"
Yes, Clara Peller was her name.
Yeah, well, after all these years, guys, we finally found it.
Mm-hmm. How does that work,
Well, you know,
doctor?
I feel the spirit of Muhammad Ali coming over me right now.
Oh, really?
He's jumping his time. He says, "Don't ask your neighbor, come to me. Kobe Bryant's got the beef. Right dead in public eye to see. Oh, Kobe boys got the beef. You can't hide it no more, you see, because everybody knows where's the beef."
So are you making a comment about the size of Kobe's sexual part?
Well, the only thing I know is that little old lady will drop dead in the tracks from the overload of a beef attack.
Wow.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks, Dr. Capers. You're an amazing...
Or brass balls.
You're an amazing psychic. That has been chronicled.
It's been documented, ladies and gentlemen.
An amazing psychic. Can you tell us, did Kobe Bryant have inappropriate relations, meaning non-consensual?
Well, guys, the answer to that question is, for all the ladies, it takes two hands to handle the waffle.
That's once again referring to his size.
Yes, of course, and we know the old Polish sausage in the ring below me and his royal highness, the old telephone pole. Yes, he did it.
Yes.
Okay,
so when you say he did it, is he guilty of inappropriate sexual conduct?
Well, Now, I can only tell you what I picked up.
But you picked up telepathically.
Yeah. Yes,
you picked up that he's got a giant schlong.
Well, and I also saw what was happening in that room because I astro-projected in the past, and I went into that room. Now, do you want to know what happened on that night?
Yes, we do. What happened?
He's going to take the stand in February 2004, too, because this case is going to go on. I saw Colby. He got caught up in the moment of love, lust, and passion. And as I was turning and looking, I saw him turning her around to tap that thing a real good time.
Oh. And he wanted anal.
Yes, he wanted it.
Really?
He wanted it like you couldn't believe.
So they had regular relations, and then he wanted something more.
Well, gentlemen, it's like this.
Okay.
Yes, doctor.
Tell us. He wanted the variety and spice of life.
Uh-huh.
But she was only ready to give him variety and no spice.
Now, how is it that the vision comes to you of the size and appearance of Kobe Bryant's genitals and the fact that he rolled her over and took her from behind?
Now, this is a good question. And that can be found inside my book on how that a person can actually astral project. Not only in the present, but also in the future. And that's
like,
in my book.
It sounds like Kobe was trying to astral project.
Well, no, I think what Kobe was doing was he was trying to get up off of that thing.
Oh.
Yeah, he wanted her to get up off of that thing.
Interesting, doctor.
But I guess she was saying to Kobe, oh, no, that's just not going to happen tonight.
In your humble opinion,
doctor. Yes.
Doctor, when it was straight man-on-woman intercourse, P to V.
Well, now, with all jokes aside, now, what actually did occur, guys,
here we go,
is that this woman did, in fact, come up to that hotel room.
Oh, come up to the hotel room. I thought you said something else.
Yeah, well, she came up to the hotel room expecting a little bit of brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And as she came into the room, and they was actually consented in the first act of sex, they were watching a porn movie. I came in during this time when I astral projected.
That's when you floated in like Gazoo?
Yes, if
right.
You want to call me Gazoo, but I'll tell you one thing. When the facts come out in the case, you guys are going to love me.
I know.
Hey, do you know who Gazoo is?
Yes, that was on the Flintstones.
Good job.
Dr. Capers, good for you.
And we love you already, doctor, so it's fine. Whether you're right or wrong, we love you anyway.
But you were there.
We're going to be right. We're going to be right here.
You were there in the room.
Yes.
You saw her come in. Can you tell us now?
She was laying on her back.
Uh-huh.
And he was caressing her. He was caressing her, doing it the missionary style.
Right.
They were watching this porno movie.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden on the porno movie, the guy decided to hit it on the butt. And he, Colby, looked on the porno movie and he said, that looks pretty good. I think I'll do that too.
Now, did she pleasure him orally prior?
Well, the only thing that I can tell you is what I saw.
Yes.
So I didn't see that part. I only saw this part that I'm giving you.
Unprotected, riding bareback.
Unprotected. Wow. Now, and could it possibly be that what you saw as you astrally projected...
Was
simply a position change that he wanted to do as opposed to the anal action.
Well, first, guys, this is the issue that I have. Somebody who's laying down there going, yes.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden says, you know, when he turns her over.
Right.
And then begins to drive her home. And then she starts saying, no.
All right.
Dr. Capers, have you received your subpoena yet? to testify.
Well, if I do, I'll just have a memory relapse.
You know, if this proves to be true, you're going to be famous. You know that, don't you? More famous than you already are.
Okay. Well, the only thing that I know, guys, is for a fact that when she left that place and she went to the hospital, they did what is called a standardized rape examination. They found that, in fact, that she did had blood in her anal area and that she had, in fact, been torn. So this is the evidence that they are using that they had filed the actual case against Kobe.
Shocking.
Wow. Did you know that?
I didn't know. He might be making it up. I don't know that.
No, I'm telling you, this is what I saw.
You know.
You guys asked me what I investigated.
Now hold on. Are you?
Oh, I got visions of the report.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I saw.
Oh, all right.
I got visions of the report.
He now, gets you, doesn't he?
Well, yeah. This is the only thing that I can tell you is that, in fact, it was consensual, but how in the world do you tell a man to stop after you said yes, yes, yes?
How much blood was there?
Well, I believe that there she just suffered a little bit, not a
an ounce.
Deal.
An ounce?
An ounce.
Oh, I can't say an ounce.
A teaspoon?
A cup to catch. You know, as it was flowing out.
Tablespoon.
Eee. Oh.
Pound. Pound. Was it a pound?
A pound.
But guys, we have to realize something here, and that is she had willingly participated in the act of sexual intercourse. And for that alone, Kobe did not go out, pull someone inside his room, throw her on the bed, rip her clothes off, and say, "Give it to me."
Well, what do you think a jury's going to decide there, Doctor?
Doctor?
If in fact that he wanted to have anal and she didn't want to, I mean, that kind of... if somebody says they don't want to do that, you shouldn't do that, right?
Okay, now this is what I observed clairvoyantly as I astral projected. Then she was allowing it, and then she decided to say stop, stop, stop. But at this point, guys...
How far you know, was he, the third...
Well, we'll just say the head.
Wow. What a vivid dream. I mean, astral projection.
But let me just say, in case any of this is getting dumped out, that Dr. Capers, his analysis is ahead of the rest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But now,
yes, it is.
Okay, but now what we're focusing on is at what point does she really begin to say no?
Well, are you going to give us a tip about that?
Well, this is the point. Now, he's already reached a level of a full climax. Okay, and then she's going to say...
Oh, now, hold on. They're going to dump that out. What you want to say is... Kobe achieved. You're saying Kobe released.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, Kobe had came to a high point of release.
Right.
So Kobe had released.
Yeah, he came to a high point of release. And then that's when she began to fight him and started screaming, et cetera, et cetera. But we all know that the facts of the case state.
Now, can't the guys and gals from CSI... Excuse me for being so blunt about this, but swab her buttocks to find his DNA there?
Sure. Well, the fact is that we're not saying that he didn't do it. What I'm saying is that it was partially consensual, and then she withdrew her consent at a time that it was a little bit too late.
Ah, now I understand. Well, that's going to be very difficult for... them to get a conviction, then, I would think.
But because she made the complaint and the fact of the case is that she had already had received her injury. This is why, in fact, that Kobe is on trial.
Yes, Doctor.
Based upon that evidence and that evidence alone, which shall come to pass.
Doctor, okay, so he injured her, and that's what the whole thing's about.
Doctor, what was the hotel like? What was the hotel room like? Was it nice? Was it upscale?
Well, yes, it was quite a nice hotel room. What I basically saw was I saw a bedroom with doors that opened up, and they were actually watching a TV that was like in an armoire.
In an armoire, yes.
Yes, in an armoire. She didn't seem like to me when I came in the room that of a person that was panicking under duress. She was a person who was very much enjoying herself.
Doctor, if you had to describe Kobe Bryant's genitals in one word, you've seen them, you've astro-glided through the door.
I agree, one word. What would be the word?
What is the word you would use to describe Kobe Bryant's genitals?
Well, I would describe it as...
One more.
A mule!
Mule.
Mule.
Wow.
Mule. Could you be a bit more descriptive?
How can I be more descriptive than the mule? Well,
are you looking for a number, Don? Are you looking for a number?
Okay, I would say basically a man who is well endowed, about 11 to 12.
All right. That is well endowed.
Well, Doctor, as always, it's a pleasure having you on the show.
I really think one of his best visits ever.
Good luck on Meet the Press this weekend.
Fascinating.
Oh, thank you so much. And guys, I will be speaking in Los Angeles. And at the yoga convention, and I would love people to come up to see me on September 25th and 28th.
Where are you going to be, Doctor? Go ahead, give it a plug.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Yoga Expo in Los Angeles Convention and booth 1815. I'm lecturing this Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m.
What are you lecturing about when you go to a yoga thing?
How to choose your spiritual guru.
Yes, and tell me this. Do you have any thoughts? I'm going to throw out some names and tell me the thoughts that you have about these
Very
people.
Good.
Leah Remini, do you have any thoughts? Just tell me, like, first thing comes to mind. I mentioned the name. She's a woman we know. Leah Remini.
Well, I get a person that could basically go real far, but is doing a lot more than being appreciated for. And that there's going to be several doors opening up for that person within the next 2 to 3 years, but must relocate if they're smart.
How do you see the name Alan Linewand?
Well, I see a person who's too introverted and needs to be a little bit more extroverted and say exactly what they want and what they expect in order to go forward.
All right, now I'm going to give him a
this is good
softball.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this. I really am. Yeah.
What about a guy I know named Michael Source?
Michael Source. Well, what
listeners at home, that's my real name. Oh, did you hear that?
Oh, dear.
What I get from Mike is someone who is absolutely going in an upward
place. Forget it. You heard me.
Yeah.
The thing is, Rob, how come I hit those buttons and he still could hear me?
The phones were rooted wrong. They were rooted so.
Oh, listen to this.
All right, well, then, let me. Hey, everybody. Hey, can you hear me now, Dick Face? Okay, he can't hear. I'm sure they deleted that out, though. I'm going to give him Buzz's real name. Okay, one more.
Okay.
One more. The name is Michael J. Elston.
Michael J. Elston. Well, I get a person who is very quiet, but very humble and a hard worker. And basically someone who has a great deal of substance and things that they can do. They can make you or break you.
All right. One more.
Okay.
Buzz Burbank.
Buzz Burbank, tell him to get another job.
He's doing pretty well, isn't he?
There you go.
Wow.
Remarkable. All right. Well, Doctor.
Boy, I enjoy this. Is my favorite Dr. Capers segment that we've ever done.
And again, Doctor, you have a doctorate in?
Oh, philosophy of religious studies and a master of counseling of psychology. But don't forget, last time I was on your show, I sold almost 2,000 books.
Wow.
Yes, your listeners responded and jammed my webpage.
You know, the psychic stuff was pretty good.
My webpage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so wonderful. I really enjoyed it.
Don't tell
so
me.
Much.
Doctor, thank you. Thanks for the insight.
Great.
And talk to you soon.
Okay, and don't forget, Kobe's wife will be coming forward next year also and taking a public stance, and she will be telling everybody what really she's going through and how she feels.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Capers. The website is www.drcapers.com.
Dr.
James Capers.
DrJamesCapers.com. Yeah, that's me.
Thanks, Doc. At 4:51, we got to run.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace out.
Interesting. Has he gotten better, or is it me?
Here's the thing.
He's not as... I mean, I know he's out there, but he's just...
Here's the thing.
He's a little more topical.
With you. The whole time he's talking about floating through a door. Then when he started doing, like, his... We throw out a name and they say something.
Right.
Somehow you gave him a little credibility in your own mind.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely.
For one brief moment.
Yes, I did.
You totally forgot that this is a guy who's saying he floated into a room.
Astral projection.
And watched Kobe have bloody anal with that girl.
I don't ever remember during our conversations with Dr. Capers that he gave us something that we can actually prove if it checks out. Like if next year in the trial, if this was to ever come out, it would be very, very interesting.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Hey, it's fun to monitor it, though.
Yeah, but like all carnies, by the time the trial level happens, he's on to something else. He's predicting something else.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going to remember this. He said,
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
I never did.
It was bloody.
Bloody.
Bloody. Yeah.
Well.
There have been reports that there is some physical evidence on the young lady that was collected after the attack that would indicate this.
You're keeping track of everything he said, Leah Remini will enhance her television career by moving out of Los Angeles.
Thank you. That's a great summary, Mike. It's WJFK, Washington. Live 105 Baltimore. 96 Rock in Ocean City. 4:53. We'll be right back on JFK.
WJFK.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Don?
It is really great doing these singular commercials.
It sure is, Don. My favorite part is when you tell people to call 1-866-SINGULAR.
Not me, Mike. My favorite part is when you talk about great calling plans like Family Talk.
You are right, Don. Family Talk allows you to add a line to your existing calling plan for just $9.99 per line per month. Your entire family can share one pool of minutes, one bill, and one easy plan.
Keep connected. Keep it simple. Switch to Singular Wireless. Call Singular. 866-SINGULAR. Log on to Singular.com or visit any Singular Wireless store in our area and make sure you tell them Don and Mike sent you.
Good job, Don.
Great job, Mike.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular Wireless store for all the details, my friend.
WJFK. The recorded message you're about to hear is brought to you by Vatican Radio, the Pope's radio.
What's happening for the Pope?
This is Alice Cooper, and I wouldn't be caught dead listening to Don Geronimo or Mike O'Meara. Mm. They make me sick.
Thank you.
WJFK.
Yeah.
Their comedy is partly shtick. Don and Mike.
Here's Dude Walker at 4. Nope, take it back. 503. 106.7 WJFK Washington. Live 105 Baltimore.
Yeah.
96 Rock, Ocean City. Don and Mike show. Buzz is making up the weather and he says, What is it, Buzz? Cloudy tonight?
Partly.
Low 60.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny tomorrow, 75.
Hardly.
Temps now, JFK, 72. Live 105, 70. 96 Rockets, 70.
Hardly.
And here now is here is my son.
Hardly 70.
Here is my son. I did not ask to put him on the air. We were talking during the commercials. I was asking him a bunch of questions. He said, Dad, would you like to talk with me on the air?
Now, is this football music or is this collegiate music?
This is the closest we have to college music. My son, the freshman. Howdy, Bart.
Howdy.
Howdy. Now, first question, I think a lot of people who've grown up listening to you on the show and everybody here wants to know. I know the answer, but you can tell them. How's it going? How are you adjusting to college life?
Adjusting well. I'm having a good time.
Now, you might wonder, the questions a father asks a son.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you I'd had a bit of anxiety, a little emptiness thing, but what's been a cure-all for that has been football. That Bart and I were on the phone continuously Sunday,
right,
into the Sunday night game. Last night, he called me up, and we were talking during the Tampa Bay game, except because I'm watching on the satellite and he's just watching on regular TV down there, he's getting the game 3 seconds before I do.
Oh, no. So he gets a better feed.
Oh, no. So imagine as we're talking in between the plays, you know, we're talking about his day and our fantasy team and you know, jerk face Allen. We're talking about all of that. And as Al Michaels says, And here come the Buccaneers. Brad Johnson up to the line. Bart says, it's a slant to Keyshawn. Now, on my TV...
You get a little skip.
I don't see the play for three more seconds.
Right. So you finally have to rely on him to give you all the details.
No, he says, if you don't stop that, I'm going to go.
Oh. Because you hated somebody knowing in advance of you.
Well, now, Mike, it's frustrating when you're really watching a game and you see the guy come up to the line, and I'm not lying when I say, I'll do a count right now, 3 seconds. One, two, three. And that amount of time, the quarterback has snapped the ball. He's already done something with it.
Yeah. Quarterback draw.
You see it. Bart would say, oh, good run by Allstott. And as he's saying that, Brad Johnson is just, on my TV, just handing the ball off to Mike Allstott.
That's got
to
kill you. I know that would kill you.
It drove me nuts. And the more that he knew it drove me nuts, the more he kept doing it.
Sure. Of course, because that's his job.
And then at one point, Frieda came by. And Ed said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm on the phone with Bart. And she said, well, what are you yelling about? I said, I'm not yelling. I was just in that animated, you know, hey, sure, you know, knock it off or I'm going to hang up.
You're being festive.
Yeah, we were having a great time. We've had lots of conversations. And one of the conversations, I ask him all the typical dad stuff that I think a dad would ask. I don't get real in-depth on the scholastic stuff.
Probably good.
It's mainly, you know, did you make your class on time? How is it going? Do you have any friends? What did you have for dinner last night? What did you do last night? But here are the questions that I really think, as long as he's willing to come on the show, that our people need to hear. I was going to say the network, but you know the network. Our three stations need to hear. You've been down there at Clemson since... Well, what day did Mom and I take you down there, Barty? It was August...
19th?
August
20th? 18th? 17th?
August, yeah, somewhere in there. Coming up on nearly a month ago, at least 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. You've had at least 3 solid weeks. How many loads of laundry have you done?
3.
Now, hey...
No. I told you, I did it in one day. It's not like I've been spreading it out. I did 3 loads of laundry in one day.
Well, isn't a load like just doing the laundry? How many times have you done laundry? Isn't that how that works?
Yeah, I mean...
I've been in the laundry room once.
Once. Now, I mentioned to him, I said, because one of the things that he's told me is that he's not going to do laundry until he runs out of clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, well, all right, you know, I'm down with that. I've lived that lifestyle.
You're down with that.
The problem is...
Down with that, homie.
The problem is that the clothes that he's down to now...
No, not now. Before.
But you know what he was wearing to class? My MC Hammer parachute pants.
You know, and Reebok pumps.
You know those awful, ridiculous clown pants that we wore back like in 1985?
Yes, stylish and functional. You can put pens in them.
Anyway.
Maybe you don't like them, but I like them.
Well, I don't, Rob, you got to turn this goddamn thing off. Where's the click, click?
We got it right here.
Well, put it in. We can do it for
click, 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 click.
There you go. So he's wearing parachute pants, MC Hammer pants.
Uh-huh.
He's wearing, I guess, and what do you wear? Are those like lime green ones with the tiger stripes?
They're not tiger stripes. They have like a plant motif.
Can't you wear anything with them?
I wear Reebok pumps with them.
What do you wear for shirts?
A polo shirt.
A polo shirt. Mm-hmm. So you've done laundry once in 21 days.
Yeah, I need to do it again soon.
That's good. Let me see. Health-wise, how you doing as far as eating? Are you eating on school facilities?
I'm eating on school facilities. I'm eating mainly one meal a day.
Now, why is that?
I did that when I went to school.
Hmm. Because I sleep until noon most days when I don't have a class. And then I go directly to class, and then after class, I eat dinner.
You do most of your studying at night, late at night?
Yes.
Does that
Let's
mean,
say yes.
You know, I wanted to ask you a basic question. What is the best part about college so far for you? And what's the worst part?
And don't say being away from Mom and I, because Mom might be listening, and you know how she gets.
Go ahead.
Being given the responsibility to be able to miss a class if you're not feeling up to it.
Uh-oh. Freedom to decide.
That's the best thing?
One of the best things.
All right, give me another best thing besides having the responsibility to miss a class.
How many classes have you missed?
One or two.
What about the one yesterday?
The one yesterday, I get to make up on Friday.
Ah. All right, so you missed one or, which is it, one or two?
Two.
Two. Missed
no,
two.
One.
Okay.
Well, one.
Either way, that's not a bad
no, two.
Idea.
Two. Yeah, two.
All right, two.
And what's the worst part?
Being away from my mother and father.
Now, come on, give us the real answer.
I haven't really seen a bad part, having to do my own laundry.
That's the worst you can come up with, having to do your own laundry.
What else?
And the thrill? If you could tell everybody the thrill of having not one, but two 24-hour Walmarts.
Within driving distance?
Within driving distance?
Wow. Well, it is the South.
I haven't lived.
What is so great about going to Walmart? And you know, there were Walmarts here at home, but I guess the deal is that if you ever got up at 2 in the morning and you wanted to leave, Mom and I would say, you can't leave.
Right.
Right.
So is that part of it now that you just get up at 2 a.m. and you go to Walmart and...
No, it's like if I can't sleep, I'm like, check around on the hall, who wants to go to Walmart?
And you got wheels down there, so you can go to Walmart, huh?
Right.
Uh-huh, and the guys in your fraternity?
I'm not in a fraternity.
Right, in your dorm? The guys in your dorm, how do they seem to be?
Seem like cool guys.
And you pledged a fraternity?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
After discussing it with my parents, I did not.
Decided to wait a semester. Got accepted and said, hey, he'd wait a semester.
That's not, you know, I mean, you got plenty of time. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right, so he's still a free agent. You know, and Frida, of course, is all concerned, saying, oh, well, this thing is... Because she still lives in whenever she went to Clemson, like 1960. She goes, no, but the social circles, he's going to be out of the social...
Meanwhile, well, you got to pledge again. That's the only thing.
Yeah, that night he called and he was going to a tailgate party, right?
Yeah.
And then...
He's going out tonight.
And then the schedule, I guess, I got on Saturday was that he woke up at about 1, called home to say hi, like that, good son, called to say I'm going out tailgating... Spoke to him, and then the next day I said, what did you do? He said, I got up about 1, I went to Eddie's at 3, went to the tailgate, then went to...
What's Eddie's?
Eddie is a...
A professor, a cool guy.
Okay.
Professor. And then went to the game for the first half of the game, then went back to Eddie's house and slept for a few hours, then everybody else got back from the game, and they woke him up, and then they went, where'd you go? The Hurricane and... A couple of other places.
Hurricane, which is normal bar, and then Overtime, which is after hours.
And keep in mind that I'm
but here. I did not drink because I am under 21.
That's my boy.
There you go.
That's what I did. That's my boy. So that's what it's like at college. He really, I'm so happy to hear that.
What's your toughest class so far?
Spanish 202.
And what I'm so happy to hear is, you know, when we ask, and really, Frieden and I have asked this in real life, too, not the radio style, you know, what's the worst? Is everything okay? And we just get from him, yeah, he digs it.
Mm-hmm.
He digs being on his own.
I think most people do. I don't know what the rate is. There's some people that can't handle it, you know, that turn tail and run. I read their statistics about that. But by and large, it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, it is.
I'll let you know. I'm doing better with it. But how about that song that made Mom cry over the weekend? You know, she might be listening now. Would you sing a little for her right now?
No, I'm not going to sing.
Oh, come on. Just one line.
You sing then.
Well, no, it doesn't mean the same if I sing. It's got to come from you.
I know you have a copy there in the studio. No, are you making me sing?
No, Barn, I don't have a copy of it.
Well, everyone knows the song. You can tell them.
If You Leave Me Now by Chicago.
If You Leave Me Now.
My dad.
That was it. And anyway, that song made my wife cry. And then when I put my son on the phone with her, I said, sing this to Mom.
Uh-huh.
As soon as she says hello.
It's a very poignant song.
Dad?
Yeah.
You made me... You made Mom cry, basically. I'm going to play that country song when I get home for you.
Ah, you know what? I'll have built up some tolerance. I'll be able to listen to that song when you come home.
Want to bet?
Yeah. Now, you're coming home for the Maryland game, right?
Yeah, and I'm coming home for fall break, but I think Maryland's game's first.
I believe so.
College is great, man. You get so many breaks.
Yeah, and he's doing great would be the word. Doing great. And your plans tonight?
Going out.
Going out. What time is your first class tomorrow?
2.
2 in the afternoon. Way to go.
2:30.
What time is your first class on Monday?
9.
Ooh,
that's
freshman.
That's the one he missed yesterday.
No. Mike asked me what time my first class is on Friday, the night after Thursday night.
Well, yeah, but I was always proud of the fact that in my freshman year, I was one of the rare freshmen that had my very first class on Monday at 6:30 p.m. But what time is your class on Friday?
2:30.
2 o'clock, 2:30 afternoon.
And
you're set.
Oh, Mike, if I had stayed with my original classes,
yeah.
I wouldn't have any classes on Fridays.
Oh, and Bart, listen. when you're talking to Uncle Mike, I still think you should call him Uncle Mike, even though you're in college now.
Like Mike.
You shouldn't just call him Mike.
I like Uncle Mike better.
And you call him Uncle Mike still.
All right, Uncle Mike.
Okay, freshman.
All right, bud. I love you. That's it. Have a great, what is today, Tuesday? I'll talk to you before the end of the week.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe. I'll email you. I'll send you another email that you never answer.
I read them, though.
Oh, well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. All right, I love you. I'll see you later.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. There he is live from college.
It's a good decision to wait on the fraternity. I think you go to your sophomore year, frankly. You know what I mean? I know they like to get their hooks in the freshman. It's an important decision because, really, if you don't get into the one that you feel is a right match with you, you really... I mean, you're fused to these guys for 4 years.
Yeah, it'd
be unpleasant. Really can.
I talked to Frieda. Said that's where I'm out of the loop.
Obviously, second semester is the best way to do it.
Because I didn't go to college, I wouldn't know. And I said, even though I am the way that I am now, I know back when I was 18, if I had gone to college, I wouldn't have been in a fraternity. I don't want to join a dumb club, but that's just the way I am.
It depends, because really, on certain campuses, It's just there. And then on other campuses, it is really the only way. University of Maryland comes to mind. University of Maryland is a very good school to be in a fraternity because that's really the whole social thing. And fraternities have parties with other ones. And I mean, it's a social thing more than anything else. And then there are other ones where they just have fraternities to have fraternities. And then there are colleges where the frats are on the out. You know, where you're kind of like they're an island unto themselves. So it depends on what the circumstances are. But, you know, if he wants to go sig up, I'm a legacy. So, you know.
Anyway.
I can get him in.
Nah.
I can get him in on the quick.
That's what's going on in college.
Actually, they kicked me. I think they kicked me out because I revealed that ritual where they lit my chest on fire.
See, that's why I'm not nutty about him joining one.
Hey, yeah. The ritual's not that big a deal.
My only knowledge of this is what you've told me.
The kid that got third degree burns knocked the alcohol out of the guy's hands when they were writing the Greek letters on his chest.
See, that's all I know is what you
just
told
me. Just a little mistake.
Third degree mistake.
They put blinder goggles on you and you strip down to your underwear. And then you have a cranberry juice and your butt's bleeding.
Baby.
Yes, my boo.
Did you hear the boy on the radio?
No, I missed him.
He is so well-adjusted, so fine. So happy. And listen, it wasn't my choice. He called during a commercial break.
Yeah.
And then he said, do you want to talk to me on the radio?
Oh, he misses it. He misses the limelight. He's incognito down in
and
South Carolina.
I said, sure. And he came on and we asked him, here's one of the questions, what was the best thing about being away at college? And it was not having anybody tell him that he has to go to every class.
Not exactly. It was having the freedom to not go to class when he didn't want to.
Right.
And the worst thing was... The worst thing was...
Laundry?
He couldn't come up with a worse thing.
He really was very, very happy down there. But I think he used laundry. The first thing he said that you should... you were telling him he was fooling around, but was not being with his mom and dad.
Yeah, but he was kidding on that.
I was so cryy this weekend.
I know. If you leave me now,
I'm not even start with
you. Take away the biggest.
Off.
So she comes up with this with the iPod on, and
sobbing.
She's crying.
I'm outside power washing, and my tears are mixing with the water.
She's crying, and she goes, "It isn't here." And I put the headphones on, and I'm expecting to hear some heart tugging, not some bubblegum piece of crap.
It anything would have set me off. Every sad song was making me cry.
If you leave me now, la 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 la. I bet you're fine now. Come on.
I didn't expect it. I was riding high, and all of a sudden I crashed.
You should have heard him. He's happy. Just like I told you, he's happy. Mm-hmm. And you know he's happy last night when he's calling me during the game and busting my balls because he gets up 3 seconds before
hey,
I do?
You know, but you make fun of me, but what I think is really incredibly sweet is on Sunday when he called you several times because you were sharing football stuff, you came in and said, seriously, you said, it must be my lucky day. Bart just called again. And
you're in, buddy. You're in That's if he's nice. Doing that. Yeah. You are in.
But yeah. To call it lucky because his son, is, I thought that was so sweet.
I miss him. God, I
know. But it's really, I mean, I tell you, hearing you talk about that, I remember on football game days calling my father on Sundays. And believe me, if your son's calling you on Sunday, and it's the same way I felt about my father, you're all set. You're golden on that one.
No, let me say something to all the everybody listening out there. Call your mom and dad. It makes their day so lucky when they hear from you.
Yep. Let me just say, not with my parents, though.
Well, you don't have to call your mom and dad.
They can rot in hell.
Oh, okay.
Way to get us back on track, Don.
Serious about that. was that, you know, today was the day I had to go see my head doctor.
Ah.
And boy, was that a big topic of discussion.
Sure.
Crazy Sam and Crazy Fran.
Absolutely.
It's the perennial topic of a discussion. They haven't even done anything new. I mean, it's true. I mean, it's sad that even without anything new, what you have to carry with you your whole life.
It's my burden. I'm working on it.
You were wonderful. You were my therapist.
I'm working on my issues.
I was so upset, and you, with all your therapy experience, were the perfect husband.
Yeah. Oh, baby, and I've got something right now. No. Not for you, babe.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Did you hear that, Frida?
It sounded like a growl over the phone.
Well, it was a little more than a growl.
Hey. He said, do something to break the tension in here. You were saying I was being a nice guy, and that makes me uncomfortable.
Well, I'm glad you're uncomfortable there.
All right, babe.
All right, boo-boo.
I love you.
Oh, I love you, too. Thanks for letting me know about Bart.
He sounded great.
All right.
Hold on. Let me tell you something off the air.
Okay.
Something that I didn't talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Are you going to do it right now?
Yeah, hold on.
All right.
Hey, are you there? Are you not on the air? I'm going to turn my microphone off right now. I didn't talk about...
All right, he's...
How about that?
This is a...
Hold on.
Private thought.
Hold on.
Her reaction.
Back now.
Room.
And hello.
Okay.
Now don't... I didn't talk about that.
All right. Thanks, kind of, but you did mention it in front of your buds, but that's all right.
We didn't hear it.
No, they all had headphones on.
Oh, yeah, like you can't hear through...
No, I don't know what he's talking about, I swear to God.
Okay, they were hearing the audio of
Rob's
the...
Rob's not wearing headphones.
Rob heard it.
Did you hear it, Rob?
Rob knows everything.
Did you hear it, Rob?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I'll never.
Rob knows.
The only reason Mike didn't hear is because he's half deaf.
But I also had headphones on, Frida.
I know, but normally a person with good hearing could hear through headphones.
No, not when he's talking. No, he's over all the way over on the other side. That's not true.
I didn't talk about that.
I'm not deaf.
Because I love you. And I'm bending over back. I'm breaking my ass for you, honey. I don't know if you've noticed, you know, who's doing the dishes? Who did laundry, for God's sakes? Did you notice that the vacuum cleaner was out? Yes, that's me.
Okay, because I was outside doing the man work. But you are wonderful.
Well, I'll tell you how a man handles that. Like the power washing job outside. You go to DMV, and you pull up in a truck, and you say, yo, how many of you want to work today? And you load up your truck, and you bring them over, and you light them up each with a $20 bill, and you give them a six-pack of Miller Lite.
You know, businessmen go to DMV. You have to go to DMV. Are you going to jump into somebody's truck?
And, darling, one last thing I'd like to mention.
What?
That when I went to see the head doctor today, and I'm not proud of that, but I'm not ashamed of it. I'll tell you, I go.
Don't be ashamed.
No reason.
He gave me a wonderful devotional prayer that I'm going to share with you now and with you guys listening. Because it was about this time yesterday, we were yelling and screaming in Allen Line 1, and he told me something, and I'm being kind of serious now, about my feelings for my son. And he said, please to join Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band.
You got me.
Thursday night, for the Thursday night jam at Brady's in Manassas, join me, Mike, Brooke Shields, and the AP All-America football team Thursday night at Brady's in Old Town Alexandria.
I want to go. We don't have kids. Manassas. We can hang.
Yeah. Not Old Town Alexandria. Old Town Manassas. Oh,
sorry, Mike. Old Town Manassas.
Oh,
Manassas.
Equally lovely.
It is.
Lovely.
Sorry about that. All right, baby. I'll
we
see you.
We can go, my darling. We are footloose and fancy free. We are the Burbanks now. Well, we can go.
No, listen, with no offense to Mike, Thursday night is CSI night, honey.
It's always something in TV land.
And Thursday night is just a precursor to us starting our 48 hours of nonstop partying. So we just have to rest and relax.
That's right.
All right, my boo-boo.
All right, baby.
Thanks for letting me know about Bart.
You're welcome.
All right, goodbye.
Are you still going to take Buzz's sex pill Saturday night?
Sure.
All right. Ooh, I want to hear about that.
Still got it.
I'm not going to take it Saturday night. I will take it in my hand Saturday night, but I don't know when I will physically ingest it. We have to plan our lovemaking around football and food and other things that are more important than sex.
Planning the lovemaking around football. That somehow sounds sexy.
Well-trained. Well-trained. She knows Sunday's out.
Yeah.
Unless it's very early.
Yeah, I don't want to be all, you know, all ready to go miso, you know, and then not have any place to put it.
Say horny, say the word.
I'm a good girl.
So you won't accept relations during the pregame show?
I won't do it. I want to watch the pregame.
I know you do.
I like watching that junk.
No, actually, you know, there's the pre, I mean, there's early. It doesn't, we're not living.
Honey, I watch them all.
Yeah, but how early do they start?
11. And actually, the coaches' show start at 10.
10 o'clock with like 7 hours of guys talking with their hands.
All right, gotta run. Love
okay,
you.
Goodbye.
All right, see ya. Bye-bye.
It's the most overanalyzed sport in America, and you lap up every drop with a spoon.
I do. I'm a sucker. I'm the dog. I'm the guy Pavlov. That's the guy, right?
Yeah, Pavlov's dog. Who's the guy on ESPN on SportsCenter that they go to?
You mean one of the Golic boys?
No, another guy they went to last night talking about Monday night.
Sean Salisbury?
Sean Salisbury. Another hand talker. Did they go to camp where they say, use your hands like you're holding a football?
And don't even get me going. Well, I'll wait till the next break.
Okay.
About Rush Limbaugh on the ESPN show on Sunday.
He's horrible?
Well, it's not that he's horrible. It's the fantastic way that they don't let him play with others. We have to break first. It's 5:27. This is the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, Live 105 and 96 Rock. We'll be right back on JFK.
WJFK.
And now with longer extended traffic, here is Car Connie.
Third.
WRD. It's 5:37. Don and Mike Show, WJFK, etc. Cloudy tonight, low 60. Sunny tomorrow, high 75. Now D.C. 72, Baltimore 75. Ocean City at 68.
WKFK.
It's Mr. Thoughtful with a dozen roses for you.
WKFK.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
You'll report to the stable tonight and every night at 1900 hours. And without that flint pen, do you understand?
Listen up, you BM eaters. From Washington, D.C. on WJFK. From Baltimore on Live 105. And from Ocean City on 96 Rock. You can call Don and Mike toll free at 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Thank you.
The cure for love cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
We try. Hello, Don and Mike Show, WJFK. Hello.
Hey, Don. I haven't had the weather and traffic and weather together in the last 10 minutes. What's going on?
Hey, I'm sorry, Mike. No, your microphone is on. Mike, I swear to Christ, your microphone is turned on.
Hello?
Everything is in the correct position.
Come on, plug.
For Mike to be heard.
Hello?
Right, Robbie? Got it? Mike's...
Hello?
Hold on, Mike's talking and we're not hearing anything.
That's not right.
I got over.
There it is.
How about now?
It's a loose connection.
So anyway, what? Were you being funny or busting balls? What were you doing?
A little bit of both, I think.
A little bit of both, eh?
So you're trying to... I don't get it. You're trying to bust balls.
Incidentally, that's the sound of ball busting right there.
I don't follow the ball busting, though, because you called and you said you're not hearing the weather and traffic together every 10 minutes.
Well, I'm hearing the weather and the time and all that, but I'm not hearing the traffic. Aren't those supposed to go together?
No, and I understand what you're saying. He's just being a... You know, he's
not really busting balls.
Goofing around.
He's just being silly.
Aren't
you? No, I don't think he's being silly.
I do.
I'm driving in Stockton, which is near Sacramento, and my weather is kind of cloudy.
Oh, you're calling from Sacramento.
Okay, now are you willing to jump on my band?
Wow!
Mike really jumped on the bandwagon with the F-bomb. And listen, you're going to get your wish. We've tried to avoid this topic for a lot of today's show. But come Thursday, I just want all of our stations to know that we will be running Washington, D.C., Baltimore area traffic on the network feed.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's what you're looking for? You're going to get your wish.
You get it. You'll love it.
All right.
On Thursday, you're going to get it.
You'll enjoy it. Anything else?
Well, no, the weather doesn't help me here in California.
Exactly.
That's kind of... Now, hold on.
Thanks for stating the obvious, moron.
That's kind of why we're doing it. And as maybe you heard our agent say yesterday, the best thing you can do is to call your local station if you're concerned about this.
No, Grant Napier?
No.
Let me just say that really, and I mean this, I'm not going to sermonize today like I did yesterday, but a lot of the reason that I'm willing to just throw the syndication away, beyond the way that we're being screwed by the company,
mm-hmm.
is really, there's a certain level that where you say, okay, the calls from Sacramento are funny, but there are just so many dumb dicks like you that unfortunately live in Sacramento.
Well, I don't live in Sacramento. I listen out of the station. Plus, I listen to the Bay Area station when I work at the
Bay Area. You're close enough, though.
Yeah, but you're in that general area where we field an awful lot of difficult calls.
Right, 40 miles away, sure.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Did you hear what I just said?
I heard. Maybe a more acceptable situation.
And my question would be why? Why so many difficult calls from your area?
Probably because you're rated one here and a lot of
what?
People listen.
No, you say it again because I didn't understand you.
We're rated one here as well in Washington and rated one, as you so elegantly put it, in Baltimore. And we get our share of troublemakers, but we really just don't get as many out-and-out dumbasses as we do from your neck of the woods.
Any theories on that?
Well, I think you have. You just point out Sacramento more than
you. No, I disagree. No. I mean, really... All jokes aside, we've really been aware of this for many years. You know, Rob? What's that, Rob?
Hold on.
The
answer.
Hi, Rob. Rob knows the answer.
It's not really this guy's fault. It's generations before him that have made him think it's okay to live in such a miserable location and be okay with it. You know it's within your power to leave.
Well, actually, it's funny. I moved into this area.
No,
from
it's
the
not
Bay area.
Funny. It's sad.
And
because you can
right
leave
now.
Any time, but you don't.
This guy has ALLD. No, he has
ALLD.
No, he has ALD.
What's that?
Allen Leinwand disease. He does not know
ALS.
That now would be Allen Leinwand syndrome.
Uh-huh. Right.
The best move for him to possibly make would be just to hang up right now.
But he can't, and that's what's in his blood.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know how to make things better. He knows how to prolong the misery.
So you called to say, hey, Don.
I love it when Rob analyzes.
How come we're not getting the weather and traffic together? And I said to you, come Thursday, it's going to happen. And you went, good.
And then we said, call the station. And when we met, and I think you knew this, is call the management at the station and let them know what's going on. Because that certainly would be a help to us if we had our listeners support us in this little action that we're taking here. But no, you had to mention
right.
The dick that nobody cares about that has really been an enemy of ours since we've been on in Sacramento.
Well, exactly. Plus, they print you for Monarch, which is a women's basketball. I don't agree with that either.
See what he's doing? Now he's trying to move to Plan B. He's trying to make you guys upset. So instead of, again, making things better, making everyone miserable.
Just angry
that's
negativity.
That's like turning the world into Sacramento.
Is it my fault you guys get preempted? No.
Yes, it is your fault.
My.
It's your fault.
Okay, and I ask you why.
Because you are prolonging the misery. And again, maybe I misspoke. It's really not your fault. It's the fault of your entire lineage.
This show has many layers.
Use a smaller word, Rob.
It's the fault of your parents. Do you not agree this show has many layers? And some of the layers are silly, just fun stuff. Some of the layers are negativity and anger.
Some.
Sacramento latches on to the negativity on this show like no other market.
I mean, listen, really, Douche, today we've done, I think, a pretty good job of balancing out what we did yesterday. We've pretty much, aside from me talking about being able to say Alan's a jerk face, we've done a show where we've not discussed that issue at all.
But he's not happy with that. What this guy has to do is take what scrap of negativity is there and clamp down on it and shake his head in a figure eight. Because that's what he lives for.
Let me ask him.
Rob's
getting it worked up here.
I'm out of control on this.
What is your favorite part of the show, sir?
Fighting, right?
Pardon me?
You like it when they fight, I bet.
When who fights?
When Don and I fight with somebody, right?
Not fight. I like the banter back and forth, sure.
Okay, I want to tell you something. I like banter back and forth, too. But I like the banter with someone who's got an IQ, let's say at least a few points over their waist size. You know, I mean, once you get up into the, I'm guessing you're maybe an average man of 38 to 40 waist, maybe a little smaller. Once you get into a guy with an IQ of at least 50, you can have some fun. You can play Pong with him. You can bounce it back and forth.
See, the problem is, you're giving us nothing here. You know what I mean? Nothing to work with.
It's
negative.
Well, it's tough to over-talk three people at once. If one person talks at a time, they might have a chance.
No, I'm talking about when we let you talk, you're not giving us anything. You make a silly comment.
Bitter.
That's just meaningless. It's not funny. It's
okay,
not really...
Okay, then give me 5 seconds. You have this promo where some guy calls you guys turkeys, and they're going to call the radio station. Well, you turkeys seem to succumb to having to do traffic and weather together, minus the traffic, every 6 or 7 minutes. So obviously,
he's referencing
something changed.
What's he talking about? He's referencing that Lean Jean drop-in that we have, Ryan.
Oh.
I don't get it. Listen, pal, all of our problems with the network notwithstanding, I pray for you a quick and painless death, because you are a hemorrhoid on the ass of all of those right-thinking Americans who you come into contact every day with in Northern California. I say a silent prayer for your soul for the 5, 6, 7, 10, 50, 100 times today when you've crossed the path of someone who in a subconscious moment thought seriously about busting your head wide open with a rock, but then knew that they would be thrown in jail for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Whether it be someone you cut off in traffic, an idiot move you made at home, God forbid you have any children, the thoughts that they might have about you.
People who are either afraid of incarceration or simply following those rules of civility, which I believe even in markets like Sacramento do exist, they withheld
right
their animal lust to murder you.
Well, you talk about bringing up old material. Give me something new. I've heard this before, too, and I've been listening for a while.
And like a lot of these callers, you sound like you're talking through a sock in your mouth.
And you know what? Even this, even that beautiful, two beautiful, eloquent monologues directed at his undoing is what he loves. Because
right.
It's negativity.
Right.
You could. He's just as happy now as if we sent him a cheesecake.
I like strawberry cheesecake.
Listen, yeah, of course you do.
Listen, it takes...
You're rotten.
It takes a unique radio person to say this to somebody, but I want to say this to you. I hate you. I really, there's shtick and then there's not shtick. I hate you and I hate all of your kind. I really do. And I pray that we someday either one of two things happens. Either we're gone from the radio in Sacramento, so you will have to torture the local host, or the better situation would be one of those 50 to 100 people that you've come into contact with today snaps, cracks your head open with a rock.
And let me just say that we have really enjoyed this batting practice session where you've been on the mound throwing every pitch into the press box.
And for those of you out there in your cars who are listening to this thinking, oh, hey, this is what I dig about the show. This, can I tell you something? And I mean, and now this on my kid's life. This is the part of the show that I'm getting bored with.
Amen, brother.
This is exactly the part of the show that I'm getting bored out of my freaking mind with. talking to idiots. I don't mind if they're funny idiots.
Or even insane idiots. The guys that are really... You know what? I implore our listening audience. There are some of you that have been released from some of the finer institutions in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had a real, decent, legitimate, spontaneous nut call this show in a good time. And I implore you, if you're out there and you're hearing voices... Give us a call. It would be really nice to hear.
And I want
to
tell you
a real. Remember Nutsy Fagan lady?
But let me tell you something.
God, I enjoyed that.
And I'm just talking to you, not to the entire city of Sacramento or to all of the other cities that we broadcast to. But I want to tell you something. Last Tuesday, we had, in my humble estimation, the most relaxed radio show that we've had in maybe 10 years. And the reason was. We weren't worrying about anybody except the people in our own backyard. So, now that I've said that, what do you have to say?
I'm just listening, just like I would if I wasn't on the phone. I just called up to bust your balls or to goof around.
And what does that tell you?
It tells you like about a dozen to half a dozen calls every day that helps your show. You can go on the phone.
You think you helped us? You don't get it.
I think it's amusing to a lot of people out there, to myself.
Okay, but try this on for size. Please listen to me.
Right.
I'm going to be 45 in 2 weeks. It's not amusing to me anymore. It's not amusing to me to have to talk to an idiot for 15 minutes, to be put in the position to just bust balls and come up with creative ways to say that, oh, I wish someone would kill you, which, of course, I don't mean.
Then put a screener on all the time and don't let that call through.
No, wait a minute.
No, we're
talking to you. We're sending a message to you and people like you.
I'm telling you, and it's not only me. I speak for Mike as well, and I know Mike agrees, and Buzz is nodding his head very vigorously over there. So don't think that I'm the only one that's leading this parade. I mean, we are really getting sick of doing this type of radio.
We get calls that are positive. We get calls that are funny. And then we get calls like this. And they get old.
And I don't mind having a good old-fashioned argument call. If someone's calling, they have a point of view.
Yeah, if we're arguing a real legitimate point.
Okay, let me ask you this point then. Can I ask you this point? So when you guys came back from vacation, all of a sudden you have either less radio stations, you're not in Philly, and now all of a sudden you're announcing the time and the weather, did they, management, tell you this is what you have to do now 6 times an hour? Or 6 times a...
No. Where have you been? Have you been listening?
No. Management.
You guys haven't been doing as much of this as you're doing it right now. Don, you can't tell me that. I've never heard you say the weather is...
Wait. Formulate a point.
You've missed some shows.
God almighty. I don't even understand what you're...
552 WJFK, Live 105, 95.9.
Management didn't tell us to do this. Quite the opposite.
That's my question.
If anything, they don't want us to do it.
They don't want us to do this. They want us to go on like everything's hunky-dory.
And if you'd been listening regularly, you would have known that.
Well, unfortunately, I don't sit in my car or my house
Then don't stop the show with your lack of knowledge.
Really, listen, it's gotten to the point. It's beneath us now. I mean, 20 years ago, I would have gone with this and said, this is a great segment. And a lot of you probably are listening to it and think it's a great segment. I think it sucks. I think it sucks because
it's tedious.
You really had no point for calling. Now, and I'm as guilty as Alan for keeping you on.
You know what?
I just asked that last question. That was my point. Did something happen while you guys were gone on vacation?
You know, somebody calling us at random and just saying they have blood... They have blood in their stool. Would be far
be
more
great.
Entertaining than this.
Now, Buzz, what were you going to ask this guy? I know you've been just chomping at the bit to say something to him.
Well, I'll repeat what I just said a moment ago. The thing I want to know from this guy is, where have you been? If you'd been listening, you wouldn't have these questions. The rest of the people listening know what's going on and why. You don't seem to.
I mean, as early as yesterday, we explained the whole thing.
You can call and bust balls, but you have no right to if you don't know what the F you're talking about.
Again, like I said yesterday... I wasn't around yesterday.
Because you didn't listen yesterday, although I know we've discussed it.
Yeah, it wasn't just yesterday.
People think we've discussed it ad nauseum.
And again, since you guys have been back again, I haven't heard anybody say anything about why you are announcing.
Well, they have.
The time And,
we did yesterday for a full hour. I'm not going to repeat it because you couldn't get it.
God!
F off!
Is he gone?
I just hung up on him.
Good.
Yeah. Really? F off! I'm not into that type of radio anymore. I'm really just not into it. If those of you out there listening love hearing us argue with idiots, I got news for you. The next 5 years are going to be different. And I've just proved it. I hung up on him.
Yeah, bravo.
And we're on time with our segment here.
All right, well, you know what? I think it's fine time to let everybody know, to send out a bulletin. If that's your game plan, knock it off. Don't bother, because it's not going to see the light of day.
And if you don't know what you're talking about,
it's overdue.
You know, stay out of it.
But you know what? We still have a lot of people that call us that I love talking to.
And we get a rap. You know,
with an argument. I mean, you're right. Even with a legitimate argument, but not that inside. Try to figure out what's behind the scenes crap.
When we've laid it out for you, to the extent that we have people calling us saying, stop talking about it.
Especially on the heels of yesterday.
The only guy who hasn't heard.
When we laid it out there for an hour, and this is the last day that you want to go rehash it with somebody that doesn't even know how to form a point. It drives me nuts.
I mean to piss everybody listening off in the other cities. I really didn't. Yeah. But I'm telling you, on Tuesday, and maybe the problem is us, that we're nuts about this thing. There's all this stuff behind the scenes that you don't get, that you're tired of hearing about. But on Tuesday, when we were not on the network, I'm telling you, we had a loose goddamn show.
It's true.
We didn't have to worry about stop sets. We didn't have to worry about screening out calls. We didn't have to worry about all the junk. We get a lot of calls from regular people. It's only just regular people. No more of that arguing unless it's really called for.
Yeah, and it will be.
Oh, yeah.
It's the nature of us. Yeah. I mean, we can't change the way we are. But also, we get some great calls on this show. We get funny calls. We get people that have interesting things to say.
Yeah.
And you know what? There are plenty of those. And I'm not going to say necessarily that they outnumber the idiots, but you know what? I think it's a push.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why we can't take the half that gets it.
So what?
And has fun. Because really, I've laughed my ass off for as many years as this show has been on the air. I've laughed my ass off at some of our callers.
We get smart, funny calls.
You know, and I've also heard callers that have interesting things to say as well. And there's a lot going on and a lot to talk about. But these guys, and you know, you're absolutely right. In that particular market, since we've been on, they obsess over the inside workings of radio. And you know, you're absolutely right.
It stops
being interesting after a while.
People get into the inside part of radio because we've let them show it.
We sure do.
It's a real fine friggin'
line. Probably more than any show in the country.
I'll tell you that. It's a fine friggin' line between doing what we did yesterday with Alan for an hour and then coming back and seeing, you know, response where people say, oh, hey, that was too inside. And don't think that people don't say that to us. They do.
You know what? No, as long as we've been doing this, this show is an ongoing process. As long as we're here and slugging in here and doing it, it's always going to be changing. It's going to be evolving. It's going to be growing. And it grows in different ways. And I think people in that particular market should be aware of the fact that this is another growing pain we're going through right now with all the crap we're dealing with. But I think you're absolutely right. Even if things were to work out on a network basis, the fact is, I think that we really have to lay it out there that this inside junior producer, wannabe radio guy type crap is boring.
And it's okay if you call and you realize that you have to up, you just say, hey, my mom's a whore.
Yeah.
And you hang up and we move on.
Yeah.
But you don't just stay on the phone and wait for more because I mean,
they're regular funny callers that I can go over the years.
Hold on, Mike. Know? Right here. Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike. What do you want to say? Just say it.
I got blood in my stool.
Thanks.
Bingo.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hi. What do you want to say?
Well, I certainly do have blood in my stool.
Bingo.
God,
love them.
They're there, and I got news for you. The area codes on those calls, 703 and 301. I don't see anything on this. Let me tell you what I see right now. 703. I'm going to tell you what's on the call screen.
And I'm laughing.
301. Maryland. Last caller was a moron. 443, Baltimore. Eric knows the Professor Eddie at Clemson. 703, Brendan, Virginia, I get the show. 301, Bill, Maryland, let me talk to that a-hole. Stacy, Virginia, 703, wants to say hi. 410, Baltimore, reason I sponsor the show. A sponsor?
Uh-oh. We have a client?
You're kidding me.
You're a client?
Yes, sir.
Really? What's your business?
At Express Personnel Services. I'm a sponsor of Live 105. I advertise on the show. I follow the your guys being all the inside stuff you've given over the years helped me make a better consumer of radio advertising, and I thank you for that.
Wow. That's you know, somebody who likes that. The inside stuff.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. Now, makes me a better consumer.
I like that. Out, and let me just take one from
we just turned into David Horowitz.
Let me just real quickly here.
I'm not dating myself there, am I?
Because we're going to run late on time here. I'm just waiting for a 916.
Yeah, he just turned us into red buttons.
Hello, Don and Mike. JFK, hello.
I have blood in my stool, too.
I'm sorry. All right, I'll give that guy credit. Yeah. That was a call from 916 right. From Sacramento.
Very good. I'm sure there are plenty of people in Sacramento with blood in their stool who get it. Yeah.
Okay.
No, they don't have to get it to have blood in their stool.
Well, I think you have to get something to have blood in your
stool. Yes, that is true.
It's 6 o'clock on WJFK and Live 105 and 95.9.
You know, I know Mother is a Whore has been your favorite out, but really, I would implore callers that get in too deep and you don't have an out, just simply say, I've got to go, I have blood in my stool.
Okay.
It's funnier.
601, we'll be right back.
WJFK.
You've got money to gain and nothing to lose. Yeah, that's 1-800-248.
Yada, yada. Hold on. This look at another one not queued up, Robbie. I'm getting killed by these tapes today.
Number two.
Sorry, number two?
Six.
Hold on a second.
WJFK.
I run my unit how I run my unit.
Thank you, Jack.
You want to investigate me, roll the dice and take your chances.
Right.
I eat breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans who are trained to kill me, so don't think for 1 second that you can come down here, flash a badge, and make me nervous.
You got that?
WJFK.
Sing our name.
The Don and Mike Show.
They wear a lot of hats while they sit on the fence making a commitment. Don and Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show, WJFK, Live 105, 96 Rock. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Source, Mr. O'Meara, Mr. Elston, and Mrs. Buak.
Hi.
This is Brendan from Sacramento, D.C. Sorry to tell you, I enjoy your show. I get it. And all those who don't, I encourage to call and complain about you to their local radio station because you're messing them all up. Furthermore, Buzz,
yes.
Thank you for your service to our country.
You're welcome.
I will hang up and listen to your response.
Now,
see
that, you know, yeah. See, now
I'm in a good mood. But
there's
no
yep.
Good mood.
No complaint about that.
Not
a bit. Funny guy.
Enjoyed that.
You know. Don and Mike, WJFK. Hello.
Don and Mike. How you doing, gentlemen?
We're doing great, thank you.
I got to make this quick. It's Paul calling from Toronto.
Toronto, Canada.
Yeah.
Toronto, Canada.
Okay, come on.
Pardon?
Come on.
Just wanted to make it quick. I love your show.
Thanks.
And if you ever disappear from the Buffalo station, I'll miss you guys. I have to make this quick because I got blood in my stool.
Thank you. All right. See, good. Very good.
There's another. Yeah. You know, we train. We do a little on-the-job training, Don. It works pretty well.
Hello. Don and Mike, WJFK. Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Don and Mike.
Correct.
Yeah, you're speaking to.
Hey, how you dolls doing today?
How are us dolls?
Dogs.
No
dogs. Dogs or dolls?
No dogs. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, sir. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. I just want to thank you guys for say you guys are doing a great job, and I'm a 3-station listener.
Very
good.
I work in Washington,
D.C.
Uh-huh.
WJFK.
Uh-huh.
Baltimore on the midway home.
I bet you saw.
And, yeah. 96 Brock.
Fascinating.
When I get her.
That's great.
How charmingly ghetto.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the feedback.
That's terrific.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Thanks so much.
S long. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, man? Can I get on?
No, I'm sorry. They're very busy right now.
Sorry about that. Call tomorrow.
Hey, I got a good Buffalo story for you. They'll love it.
No, they don't have time for it. Let me just say the Sia, and I'm not saying C'YA.
Hey, this is Don.
Hey!
Hey!
Hello, Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Sean calling from Wichita, Kansas.
You know, whenever a woman named Sean calls, I think of Sean Young, that crazy hottie. Oh,
she's nuts. Anyway, what can we do for you, Sean?
We love you in Wichita.
Oh, we know that.
I know my husband's probably listening now. I mean, if I can get on the air. My husband's listening. I got friends who are listening.
Oh, no, I have bad news. I have bad news for you. You can't get on the air.
Unfortunate.
Right.
We're not taking calls from Wichita.
Sorry about that.
Right. Out of protest to the network.
Call tomorrow.
Oh.
All right. Thank you, though, for your support.
We love you, though. We do love you, and we will call the radio station.
Oh, good.
Thanks. And I'm real sorry your call couldn't get on the air.
That's okay.
Better luck next time.
Take care, Sean.
Hey. Thank you, Mike.
Dodge them tornadoes.
Bye-bye.
We'll do it.
We got to go. Our commercials are almost over.
That's okay. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye, duh.
She turned her radio down.
Oh. Don and Mike, WJFK, hello.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I love you up here in WJFK, but I have stool in my blood.
Now, see, now, hold on.
I'm going to stop.
And he's gone.
He hung up, I was going to give him a prize.
That's okay, he's gone.
I was going to give him a prize.
He weren't greedy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
He weren't greedy.
JFK.
Yeah, how you doing? I just want to let you know that I have no blood in my stool, but it hurts when I pee.
Now, is that good enough for a prize?
Yes, it is. Okay. It's an original.
It's original.
Yeah. And he hung up.
Amazing.
No greed.
They just give and give.
They give. They're givers, Don.
You know why, Mike?
Why?
No 916s.
Yeah, I know.
No 916s there.
A lot of taken out there.
Hello, Don and Mike. JFK, Live 105, 96 Rock.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Trying to right the ship, my friend.
Come on. Hey, I got two words for you, Don.
Yeah.
Suck me.
Okay. Thanks. That's acceptable. That's
a term of endearment to us.
Fine, we know that.
Suck me.
Don and Mike. Hello, JFK.
Yeah, I have blood in my stool and around my mouth.
Around my mouth.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Good.
That is good.
Some creativity.
That's good.
You know, it's just great when we have a discussion like we just had, and then we take these kind of calls.
Don and Mike, WJFK, Live 105, 96 Rock. Hello.
Hi, this is Surf, and I have blood in my stool.
He loses me.
Okay.
He keeps you.
He does.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, JFK.
Picture that, won't you?
Hello. Picture it. I saw it when he worked here. Hello.
If you leave me now. Hello.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. This is a good little phone segment.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, I know they all can't be this good and this happy, but this ideally is what we'd like, just to, you know, exchange banter.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, without having to do lobotomies. Hello, JFK.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm just calling from D.C. Want to show some love. I got blood in my stool and in my eyes for pushing it out.
Thank you. Blood in his stool and in his eyes.
Well,
from pushing it out.
Pushing it out, yeah.
Pushing it now. Is that prize worthy?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, because those other guys have hung up.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm still on the line, though.
You are. What's your name?
Gerard.
Okay, dinner for two at Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Create your own pasta. You choose the pasta. Of the sauce and mix and your favorite toppings starting from $7.99. Thanks for listening. Hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on a second. See? We can do a segment where we don't yell at people and tell them they're idiots and say how much we hate working for the jerk faces here.
I felt an awful lot of love there. I really did. It could change at a moment's notice.
It won't change, Mike.
Oh,
because
yes.
With this, no.
Eventually it will.
Well, yeah, it will, but...
Their hate will work its evil way. The devil will come back into this show.
No, you know why?
Why?
That baby right there, you know what that is? That's computer software.
Uh-huh.
That says if they're calling from 916.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very good.
I like it when you wave your pencils around. He's got like 700 pencils in his hand.
Yeah, I like it.
He's got a fistful of them.
I love them. Love pencils. I loved it before when I had the phone book here.
You know, because you have those pencils, I've always wanted to suggest this to you.
Yeah.
During the commercial breaks,
right.
You ought to drum with them, like Johnny used to.
What I liked most was, do you still have that phone book?
I do.
Remember we were going to call people and ask them if they knew Ringo Starr or
Anton Figg.
Right.
I loved when we were doing the show, before we got off on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed this. I just held up the phone book, and it was like right here. a bit waiting to happen that never happened.
Now, the only difference is we used to be able to put people on the air immediately. Now we have to ask their permission first.
Right, that sucks.
What the phone book is potential comedy. And at any moment, you can turn it into kinetic comedy.
It's also a good time to do this because, well, I always say people aren't home, but if there's any chance they're going to be home,
okay, we'll
they're going to be home at this hour.
Right. We'll try one as we go to Buzz. Random page of the D.C. phone book.
See if anybody's home. I like that.
Hold on, let me take this part off the air. Now I'm hearing it ring. I hope you guys are not hearing it ring.
No.
And it's... Yes. Hi, listen, this is WJFK Radio. We're doing a survey. This is not a joke. Can we put you on the radio for a second to ask you a question? Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, good. All right, here's the question.
Hi, how are you?
Here's the question. Have you ever heard of either of these men, Ringo Starr or Anton Figg?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Have you ever...
I haven't heard of any of them.
Thank you.
You have never said?
That's it. Thank you.
I've never heard of any of them.
That is someone who didn't understand either one, but she had a chorus singing in the background. They were singing tra-la-la. I heard it.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Technically.
He made it up.
I mean, I lost it. More people know Anton Figg than Ringo, but no. She didn't know either.
Now, if she had said they're both drummers, you don't have a laugh there. That answer she gave, I'm crying.
What is your lead story today?
Today, an obscure actor becomes famous not by acting, but by acting up.
Is it Leah?
No. Oh, more okay. Obscure than that, actually.
Okay, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show at 621 and 106.7 in Washington, 105 in Baltimore.
I don't know either one.
95.9 in Ocean City. That was very...
professional.
WJFK.
I love when you do the tarred humor.
Yeah, I know. Traffic time.
Or call us here
at WJFK. He cares. Buzz's weather tonight, cloudy, low 60.
Partly.
Sunny tomorrow, high 78.
Partly.
Buzz's temperatures now at D.C. 70, Baltimore 73, and Ocean City 68.
WJFK.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
WJFK.
It's back to
Don and Mike Show.
Normally would say, you know, the Don and Mike Show, then right. WJFK. We do it backwards.
They'll make you have the white pee, Don and Mike.
Oh, I pray you get the white pee tonight. Remember, Buzz's news and comments right now. Buzz brought to us by Viramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
It is doctor-developed, clinically tested. Viramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888 Tray VMAX. And Buzz, let me mention...
Yes.
He's wearing... I'm just staring at him. What's he wearing?
He's got a bra.
It's a bra. It's a red bra.
Why are you wearing a red bra?
Never done the news in a bra before.
He's wearing...
Really, why, Buzz?
Why haven't I done the news in a bra
why
before?
Are you doing the news today?
Well, it was here, and I thought, you know, it'd be interesting.
I noticed it right away because it's red, and he's wearing a white top.
Right.
He's wearing a white blouse. And
really?
Yeah.
What? Why are you wearing...
You know, just to make you laugh, really.
And you know, and
now I'm self-conscious, and I got to take
it
off.
Put it back on.
Right. But wear it the right way. Why don't you wear it underneath?
Well, I could do that. It's going to take a minute.
Take your shirt off.
And put the bra on and wear it the right way.
I take off my headphones.
All right.
And just, don't wear the shirt. Take the shirt off.
Take the shirt off and put the bra...
There he goes.
Make sure it's right side up.
This is good.
I've actually never worn a bra to do anything before.
This is good bra.
We've never asked him. We didn't ask him to do this.
He was feeling goofy.
No bra will hold me. I haven't got this thing on right.
Wow.
Robbie?
Most newsmen, they're not wearing a bra that fits correctly. And
right.
I think that actually...
There. I think that's better.
That's much better.
That's wonderful.
I can't.
Terrific.
How do they hook these things
in
the back?
I'll send somebody.
That's what I don't get.
Look at his. You've been working out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think he was delighted for that request.
Hey, Joe?
No, it's Charlie, the other guy.
Oh, hi, Charlie. I'm sorry. I'm laughing too much at Buzz. I know you don't want to do this job. Would you send Joe in to strap Buzz's bra?
clasp.
Yeah, just glad to, but I'm concerned this might hurt his credibility as a newsman.
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. Hold on. Right. Way.
Thank you.
I can't reach the clasp.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Buzz. Don't worry.
This is the most...
We're as shocked by this as you, like.
This is
gentlemen.
A shocking development on the show,
actually.
It's been goofy.
Well, there's a bra laying around, and I thought, you know, we'd come back from break, and you guys would get a chuckle on it. We'd move on. Joe, can you hook me?
Look at Joe. Joe's going to clasp it.
Joe! Hey, Joe, how's it look over there? Joe, can you hear me?
It won't make it.
It won't fit?
Pull it tight, Joe.
Hey, Joe, I bet you're a lot better at taking them off, huh?
There we go.
Yeah.
Think you would have done this without the Levitra?
Hey, Joe.
He's here.
Joe, describe to everybody what you see.
Buzz seems to be wearing an A cup bra.
Where did we get the bra from, Buzz?
I don't know. I think, you know, one of our hijinks, one of our earlier shows, and some nice young lady left
it here. We used to have them up here. We used to have them as decorations, and then some weekender took them down.
No, I think what happened was one of the yellow ties came in.
Oh, really?
And they said you can't have bras up in the studio.
I think it might have been a Goss issue.
Yeah, I think it was Bonnie Goss.
Oh, this is Pat Goss. I don't understand why she's taking them down B&E products.
It also had to do with that video we all had to watch.
Oh, sexual harassment.
Right.
Well, I ask you, Charlie, what the hell is this? Look in the next studio.
Is this in the video?
Yeah, there's nobody better on the show to wear a bra than Buzz. I think he looks fantastic.
Even better than Rob?
It's so.
I really think he looks better. Rob,
I feel surprisingly comfortable.
Hey, none taken.
Right. It is so out of left field with Buzz.
It is.
I mean, so unexpected.
Maybe Buzz is out on the sidewalk tomorrow saying, look at me, I'm a pretty girl.
I don't think so.
That's what Charlie wants, though.
Buzz is wearing a bra.
Yes.
With no shirt.
Right.
He's wearing just his brassiere.
To do the news in.
To do the news.
Yeah. Very good.
Imagine on Thursday, we're giving away ringside tickets. And now, you know what? I can't.
You want me to put the shirt back on?
I'll tell you, the ladies are starting to get all a buzz in the...
Hey,
come on, girls. You want to come in and see Buzz in his bra?
Go bring the girls back.
Bring the ladies in, Rob. Let them all come down here and take a look at Buzz in his bra.
Imagine Thursday, you could win ringside tickets and a meet and greet with your favorite WWE wrestler from Monday Night Raw at MCI Center, Monday, September 22nd. Catch all the action and excitement of WWE. 25 of your favorite WWE superstars will give away ringside tickets and a meet and greet with your favorite wrestler. We'll do that on Thursday's episode.
I can only hope it's as good as seeing a newsman do the news in a bra. And extra, women of WJFK, pop right in here and see the man, the newsman, the amazing newsman doing the news in a bra.
Go to Buzz's side, though. Don't come in the room where Mike and I are. Go to Buzz's room.
Yes.
And directly look at him.
Get them all together, Rob.
In a bra. For no apparent reason.
Just because he wanted to.
It's a comedy show.
I know.
They're coming in here now. We've got...
The girls go in there. Look at
Joan and Robbie are going to check you out.
Jayla.
Jayla.
What do you think? Get on the microphone.
She quickly looked away.
Jayla, yeah, what do you think?
Well, you know, having seen many men in my lifetime in bras, it looks good. It fits him well.
There you go.
I'm really
now Robbie's in back here. Yeah. Robbie, what do you think?
Robbie, will you come? Oh, Robbie's actually in the studio.
Great.
Thank you.
There you go.
Fabulous.
Thank you. Fantastic.
You're very sturdy up front.
There you go. Thank you. I think that's a compliment.
I think they love it. The word is in.
Jayla, do you have your strap on with you?
I do not. That I shall say adieu.
A boy can dream.
Wow. Fantastic. Man, oh man. Yeah, because I think that, you know, if she had it, Buzz wants to be taken.
And it's too bad because Jayla hardly ever goes anywhere without her strap on.
For moments just like this.
Now I'm going to be distracted fantasizing.
So anyway.
Jesus.
You know, Buzz.
Yes.
We've tried very hard to manage the time.
To leave time for the news.
When we come to this part of the show, that we have time for the news.
And I pull crap
and
like
now,
this.
And now, who do we have to blame today but you?
Nobody but me.
It's you.
Still on me.
You think you got a real newscast in you?
Well, as close as we're going to get.
Are you paging people?
No. I'm making an emergency call.
To your wife?
Aren't you socializing with the Burbanks this week?
No, that's off now?
No, I ain't calling my wife.
Oh, okay.
I got news for you. I'm calling your wife.
I see.
Very good.
You think she's there?
Should be.
She should be at home, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, unless she's leaving the country right now.
May just be too ashamed to pick
up. She might actually be, hello?
Hey, Marcia, hi, it's us.
To take your call.
Oh, she didn't get there in time. It's the annoying answering machine.
That's all right. She'll get past it. Hey, Marcia?
Yeah, I'm here.
As soon as possible.
Your nutty husband, for no reason, is wearing a bra right now.
I heard.
Just a bra.
He has no shirt on, Marcia, and he's wearing a red brassiere.
Do you suppose you could send him home in it?
Hey.
I would like to see him like that.
Very good. Buzz, could you go home with a bra on
it's
tonight?
It's a deal. It's going to happen.
What is it? Why did he snap today? We're not complaining.
Why today?
We're not complaining. This is a side of Buzz that we've known it's been there.
It's pretty damn fantastic, Marcia, if I do say so myself.
For eons, but why today, do you think?
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just the weather.
It is very spring-like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe so. Yeah, well, whatever. It's just, it's disturbing, while at the same time, fascinating.
And, yes.
And another word I'll throw in, it's just damn ducky.
Ah.
Yep. It's real good stuff.
And
well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Sorry I can't participate and watch.
You'll see it later.
Oh, fine.
It's guttural. It's...
Why is that doing that?
It's the answering machine from hell.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, I want to make sure you were listening to your husband.
Oh, I'm listening.
Yeah, okay. Now we're all right. Sterile.
All right, bye, Marcia.
Bye.
Be a special.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye. And now the news.
I know we got a break. Okay. But seriously, and I won't make this call on the air. Would you go write down Buzz's... Buzz, would you write down your family's phone number for me?
My dad's number?
Yeah. Sure. I mean, sure. God knows how much longer we're going to be syndicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is an opportunity to have Dad hear him do the news in a bra.
And I won't call your dad on the air, I promise.
Oh, it's fine. Either way is fine.
No, Buzz, I respect his privacy. No, I do.
Well, that's nice. I appreciate that.
Hold on a second.
Right. Calling Wichita, home of... Mr. Burbank, father of Buzz.
Or my stepmom, if she answered.
Or the stepmom.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Because your son's in a bra.
Oh, hold on.
A beautiful red brassiere, and that is your color.
I think so.
It's kind of burgundy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a deep, deep red.
Only thing missing are the matching panties.
Where are they?
Well, I'll tell you, that's when I flee the country.
Oh, yeah, they're missing.
All right, hold on a second.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
They picked this baby up.
He's going commando again.
Buzz, what's your mom? What's your mother-in-law?
Phyllis.
Hey, Phyllis.
My stepmom.
Hello, Phyllis. Hi, it's Don from the Don and Mike Show. You know, the evil show that Buzz works on? Hi. Listen, you're not on the radio. I know that's good. And I don't know if Buzz has told you that we're having problems with our syndication company, Westwood 1. We might not be on in Wichita for a
long time. We might want to tell her he's gone over the deep end.
I wanted to make sure that it's the dinner hour. Maybe you guys aren't listening, but and we're going to go to a break here. But when we come back, you'll want to turn it on because Michael J. Elston is just wearing a bra. And we didn't ask him to do it. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, see, she supports me.
Isn't that sweet?
I'm getting a lot of support.
So do you support him?
The bra does.
And the bra see, would be doing that, she says.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just want you to know. Can I put you on for a second? You just say hi to him?
Yeah.
Say hi to Buzz for a second? She'd love to.
Ah, that's very nice.
We're going to put your stepmom on.
I figured she would.
Here we go.
Hello, Phyllis.
Yes, Buzz.
Hi, Phyllis.
Are you very comfortable?
Surprisingly so, actually.
You kind of like the feeling?
Well, I didn't realize they could be this comfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're having a great day.
Yeah.
We're not listening to the show today.
Well, it's just as well.
Hey, Phyllis, hold on a second. Thank you for your time. Hold on just a moment, please.
Thank you, Phyllis.
And Buzz, we have to...
In a word, approval.
We have to break.
Very supportive. You've always been behind me.
Hi, it's Don again. We're not on the air. I'm sorry you had to find out this way about him. I'm really sorry you had to find out. Hey, thank you, Phyllis. She said she was glad that I was the one to bring her the news.
She's so sweet.
The news that your beloved stepson is at best a cross-dresser.
At best.
And at worst...
completely losing it.
A lunatic.
Raving lunatic. Uh-huh.
A lunatic who, read between the lines, get him a blood test.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what you should do. Get him a blood test. Get him a total workup.
And maybe consult with her pastor.
And Mike would like me to first pass along his best wishes. And also, Mike says, contact your pastor. Jesus, remember, Phyllis, Jesus heals.
There you go.
All right. And Jesus loves the little children. Yeah. We got to go. Thanks, Phyllis. Bye-bye. Nice talking to you.
There she goes.
Your stepmom's a very, very nice lady.
Incredibly sweet.
I was going to offer two words to Phyllis.
Yeah?
Tough love.
Tough love.
Yeah.
Tough love.
That's right. 6:44, we are running dangerously late. It's your fault.
Intervention.
It's your fault. Madonna. You know, all you need is another man in a bra, and you could be Madonna, and somebody else could be Britney. Where's Fez?
Oh, man. Give me my shirt back.
He's running down to the studio now.
Be right back. 6:44, Donna Mike Show, WJFK, etc.
WJFK.
And now, and coincidentally, she's not wearing one.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
WJFK, right. Don and Mike Show.
Listen up, you PM eaters. From Washington, D.C. on WKFK. From Baltimore on Live 105. And from Ocean City on 96 Rock. You can call Don and Mike toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Baby. Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Thank you.
Can you believe we're back from commercials already? Here's Don and Mike.
At 6:55, JFK, Live 105, 96 Rock. Now, with some news and comment, here's Buzz still wearing a bra.
I said I would.
He is.
Cross my heart.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Actor Tom Sizemore is not a household name. He's more of a courtroom name. He was in Black Hawk Down and a short-lived CBS series called Robbery Homicide Division, but he's more famous for being convicted of beating and harassing Hollywood Madam Heidi Fleiss. And now there's this. His former personal assistant says he abused and harassed her as well, sexually. Paulina Briones says he hired her to get him soft drinks and to make sure he was awake in time to get to work when he had the TV show.
Oh, God, I need me one of them.
But she also...
Get me soft drinks and wake me when it's time for the show.
Ah, but she did more. She also says he once greeted her at the door naked and pointed to the tattoo on his groin that says Heidi. She says he made daily demands for sex and offered her $5,000 for the extra effort. She says hookers were a regular thing with Tom. She says the walls of his trailer were decorated with photos of women's sex organs labeled with the words whore, bitch, and slut.
But
she was a whore.
Correct me if I'm not wrong. Heidi Fleiss is a whore, too, though.
Well, professionally, former professional whore, yes.
Okay. Now what, amateur whore?
Yeah, I think an amateur whore would be a good title.
Or, I guess, retired, perhaps.
An awe.
She an awe?
A-W.
Oh, okay.
Amateur whore.
She says...
Or as Ralphie would say... Because I'm getting sucked back into the reruns of The Sopranos.
Right.
Hua.
Hua.
I watched the Hua one the other night where he beats that girl up outside Bada Bing.
Oh, that's a nasty one.
Hua.
That's Ralphie.
Yeah.
And then, of course, gets his head cut off. Which is probably the best episode.
It doesn't come up again until next weekend.
Because
they ran two in a row, and first it was Ralphie beating her up, then it was...
She's a Hua!
Then it was Tony getting mad, and then they're at the place playing pool, and Ralph refuses to have a drink with Tony, and...
Right.
The whole thing.
Well, the former assistant to Sizemore says he called his trailer the Puzzy Palace because he liked to do the TV show's female extras there. She says he asked her to join him once in a three-way, and she says he would ask her to put pornos in his VCR and then make her watch him J.O. And she says he had her prepare his drugs for him, Vicodin and meth. The Gal Friday's
what
lawsuit.
Maybe I'm naive, Buzz. What is meth?
Meth. Yeah, like crystal methamphetamine.
Crystal methamphetamine.
Meth.
Yes.
Okay, that's
meth.
Neff, as in Lori Neff.
Oh, that's a good
drug.
Sandy Residue.
The Gal Friday's lawsuit. Sizemore prepares to return to court October 2nd to be sentenced for what he did to Heidi Fleiss. That could land him in prison for 4 years.
We got to get out of here.
Partly cloudy tonight, low around 60. Partly sunny tomorrow, high around 75. Right now, 70 in D.C., 73 in Baltimore, and 68 in Ocean City. And finally, what does magician David Blaine have to pretend to cut off next to impress the British?
Balls.
Blaine announced his latest stunt in London last week and ended the news conference with a vial of fake blood after pretending to cut off his ear.
I'd pay to see that.
But the Brits are unimpressed. Blaine's spending 44 days now in a plexiglass case, supposedly with nothing but air and water. Brits, who say Blaine is boring, have been pelting the case with eggs, golf balls, and fish and chips. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Buzz, it's, it's hard to take you seriously in that outfit.
I don't get that.
I think you look lovely, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike.
No!
But I just want to say my final thought on this entire thing is I believe a uniform is born. Buzz wearing the
every night
wearing the brassiere.
And how about outdoor newscasts?
That's it. We gotta wait till we bring the bowling team back.
Yeah,
oh, wait, and we are gonna bring your fighting gutter balls back.
Wow, there's not enough Vicodin in the world for that.
For the fall of 03. We gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. A good day to you, ma'am.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Did you see that faggot next door?
Oh,
yeah. They give me to drive home in
what
this.
A mo.
Big mo.
You mo.
What a mo. We'll see you tomorrow. Stand by for Ron and Fez, okay?
BM.
Mo.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.